This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Time to close down the week on the banks of the Savannah River. We're live in North Augusta, South Carolina for the series finale between the Woodpeckers and the Green Jackets, live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Broadcasting live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. So glad you could close the weekend with us. The Woodpeckers, Colin, coming off of a 3-1 loss yesterday. They held a one-run lead going into the bottom of the sixth. That's when Augusta rallied for three runs against Fayetteville debuting right-hander Danny Trahey. They held on the 3-1 lead the rest of the way, and the best the Woodpeckers can hope for this week is a split. They come in 7.5 games out of first place with 19 to go in the regular season. So ultimately a split, not what the Woodpeckers were looking for, but it feels like a must-have as they get ready to go home next week and see Kannapolis.
Right, yep. Games are kind of ticking down, just the 19 games left, so every win matters for the Woodpeckers to try and stay alive in that South Division push. And yesterday's ball game kind of felt like the opposite of what we saw on Friday night, where the Woodpeckers' bullpen was so strong over the last seven innings of that ball game, allowed them to hang on and just give up the one run in the game. But the Green Jackets kind of flipped the script on them. We saw really good pitching out of Ortiz, Gomez to close out that ball game. So you get a couple of really good bullpen performances on both sides. The two teams have alternated wins throughout the week, so if the pattern holds, the Woodpeckers will come away victorious and force a split. And not only that, a win today, Chappie, also gives the Woodpeckers the upper hand in the season series as well, with a 9-8 lead coming into today's ball game.
Yeah, they have the one game advantage over a 17 game stretch against Augusta this year. Fayetteville sub 500 in this ballpark on the year, 5-6, but can win that season head-to-head with a victory today. They'll be turning to right-hander Sandy Mejia, who saw the Woodpeckers out of the bullpen on Tuesday night. Tonight he pitches in a starter role, 4-8 on the year with a 5.43 ERA in 19 games and 12 total starts. And opposite of Sandy Mejia is right-hander Jacob Schaefer. Woodpeckers will get their first look at Schaefer, who just recently joined Augusta, has only pitched in one game. He is a 2024 draft pick grabbed in the 17th round out of nearby North Carolina, UNC Wilmington, where Schaefer pitched. He and Mejia getting ready to go toe-to-toe in just moments. The Woodpeckers hunting their 50th regular season win tonight. 49-62, their overall record. 20-25 in the second half of play. Augusta grabbed their 40th win last night. 40-69, their overall record. 13-31 in the second half of play. The picture around the South Division entering tonight: Charleston has a 2.5 game lead over second place Columbia at the top of the division. Myrtle Beach is just 5 games back after a win over Columbia yesterday. Fayetteville 7.5 back of Charleston, who's currently playing a doubleheader with the 5th place Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll bring you updates on that twin bill throughout today's broadcast. And these Augusta Green Jackets at 13-31, they're almost mathematically eliminated, 14 games back with 19 to play in the South. Meanwhile, in the North Division, the Fredericksburg Nationals have company right atop the race. Salem now just a game back of Fredericksburg. They've won 3 in a row, while the Frednats have dropped 3 in a row. They still have a 28-19 record atop the division. Salem at 27-20. The first half champ Mudcats, they're in third. 4-5-6 down East Lynchburg and the Shorebirds. But everybody within 8 games in the South. And in fact, the top 5 out of 6 are all within 4 games of each other. So we are in for a frantic finish in the North over the final 3 weeks of the schedule. Let's bring you the Woodpeckers starting lineup tonight as we go over our lineup cards for game 6 of 6, the series finale. In the final game that the Woodpeckers and Green Jackets will play against one another this year. It leads off tonight with Joseph Sullivan, his first chance to lead off in the order. He DHs. Drew Vogel, the shortstop, hits second. Trevor Austin is third and playing defensively at third base. Hansel Villarreal returns to the lineup. He'll back cleanup. Cesar Hernandez is fifth, playing out in right field. Jason Chivoni, the first baseman, is sixth. And the 7-8-9 catcher, Will Bush. The second baseman, Max Holy. And center fielder, Raybel Colon. Once again facing the right-hander, Jacob Shaver. 0-1 with an even 9 ERA, surrendering two earned runs over two innings in his pro debut last week. The Augusta starters have been introduced. They have taken the diamond, and we get ready for the singing of the national anthem. Let's step aside and let you listen in on the anthem. First pitch comes up next from SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina. The Woodpeckers and the Green Jackets live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
If you can, gentlemen, kindly remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem. Performing tonight's anthem is Merriweather Elementary School.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And full strike one, right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the air. We are ready to go from SRP Park for the Sunday evening series conclusion between the Woodpeckers and the Augusta Green Jackets, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves, live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. A reminder that you can listen and watch to tonight's ball game, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey with you for the radio feed. Bally Live and MILB.TV if you want to tune in and watch today's game and be joined by the voice of the Green Jackets, Noah Adcock Howitt. We are ready to go as right-hander Jason Shaver winds and fires his warm-up pitches. He gets ready to face Joseph Sullivan, Drew Vogel, and Trevor Austin, top three of the Fayetteville lineup. Sullivan and Austin have been exceptionally hot for the Woodpeckers, Colin, and Fayetteville, if they want to try and make some noise here in the final few weeks, they're going to continue to need some of these new guys to stay consistent at the plate and drive home more than, well, at least one run than which they got yesterday.
Yeah, it felt like they had some opportunities early on to extend that 1-0 lead. They just weren't able to, and it turns out that was the only run they were able to get, but Joseph Sullivan, Trevor Austin have really made a name for themselves so far in the early going. We've seen Drew Vogel put the ball in play a lot as well. He's due to start racking up some of those hits. Max Holy, of course, starting to get in the hit column as well here and there, and Hansel Villarreal back in the lineup in the cleanup spot. So this lineup certainly will have their opportunities against Jacob Shaver today.
Shaver has climbed to the hill and gets ready to face the lefty Sullivan, DHing today for the Woodpeckers, and the first game for Joseph Sullivan in the leadoff spot. He's played in all six games this week after being added to the roster on Monday. He attacks the very first pitch of the game, rips a line drive out into right field. Drake plays it on a hop just before the warning track, and some hard contact to get our Sunday evening ball game going. Joseph Sullivan, leadoff single, his third hit of the series. And his speed is on to get things going for Drew Vogel.
Off the bat at 104 miles an hour. You could hear that all throughout SRP Park. Joseph Sullivan has got so much pop in that left-handed swing.
First to pickoff throw to check up on Sullivan. He's a perfect 2-for-2 in stolen base attempts in this series, and I'd imagine they'll give him the green light. It's Jeff Calhoun over at the third base coach's box today, and the manager, Ricky Rivera, is manning the first base side. So those two guys are usually on the opposite corners, flip-flopping coaching duties today. And Vogel ahead 1-0 after a first-pitch slider missed down and outside from Shaver. Next pitch, runner's going, and Vogel fouls it off the inside of his left ankle. He goes down to a knee in a little bit of pain. And that one caught him squarely for strike one. 1-1 count on Vogel, who's put a lot of stuff in play this week. He's only struck out twice in 14 at-bats, but he's 0-for-14 across the week. Has reached three times on walks, but is hoping to see something drop in and end the spell. Checks his swing on the 1-1, and a slider is in the zone. Don't think that was on the swing. Frank Jones is the plate umpire. Richie Arredondo works the bases. The two-man umpiring crew in black ball caps, wearing black polos and dark gray slacks. 1-2 on Vogel. Sullivan, a bluff down at first, not going. The pitch fouled back into the screen. And it's 1-2 still on Drew Vogel. Over the shortstop position today, the Woodpeckers are in the gray uniforms again. They wore the Guerreros Copa unis last night and dropped that game 3-1. They don't have a win yet this year in the Copa unis. And in the grays, they're sub-500 as well. The road record altogether ain't too pretty this year. 22-37 away from Segres Stadium as Fayetteville tries to grab the finale here at SRP Park. 1-2 coming home. Sullivan on the go. A check swing and the appeal behind the mound. Richie Arredondo says that Vogel went. And he is a strikeout victim, out number one of the first. Here comes Trevor Austin. And he'll get to hit with a man in scoring position. Joseph Sullivan successfully swipes his fourth base of the series. A perfect 4-for-4 on the base paths to get his pro career going. Here's Trevor Austin, Fayetteville's top hitter since joining the roster. Bouncing ball, and it's grabbed on a hop by Schaefer. He underhands over to first and completes the play. Well, not too many pitchers would be able to snare that high hopper, but Schaefer stands 6'8" on the mound. And when you leap and you stick your glove up above your cap, you're about 7'8". So Vogel and Austin retired. Sullivan makes it down to third. And with the possible first run 90 feet away, here's the cleanup man, Hansel Villarreal. Villarreal ready and takes the first pitch low and away. Let's take a look at that defense behind Schaefer today as well.
Yep, Junior Garcia in left, Luis Guanipa in center, Isaiah Drake the right fielder. Wilver Dung at third today, John Heal the shortstop, Wilmer De La Cruz at second, Mason Garrett first, and Austin Machado doing the catching for Jacob Schaefer.
Schaefer kicks, throws. Villarreal with a bouncing ball, two hops to third. Verdung brings it into the belt, and a firm throw across is in time to retire Villarreal and strand a Woodpecker base runner, Sullivan, down at third base. Fayetteville goes quietly in the top half. Augusta heads to the bat rack for the first time when we return. Guanipa, Heal, and Junior Garcia will face Sandy Mejia when we come back on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segres Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segres Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit Fayetteville Woodpecker for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
yet. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for.
Woodpeckers leave a runner stranded at third in the top of the first. Here comes Sandy Mejia, the righty starter. And on the very first pitch, it's bounced fairly shallow to third. Austin charges in and gets a running throw over to Schiavone at first in time to retire Luis Guanipa on the very first pitch of the day. John Heal will stand in, then Junior Garcia. Middle three for the Green Jackets, Pat Cloese, Isaiah Drake, and Will Verdung. The 7-8-9, Mason Guerra, Wilmer De La Cruz, and Austin Machado. Instant John Hill, who was called upon early in the game yesterday to replace Colby Jones. He suffered a hand injury, and John Hill ended up having a productive day. He came up with an RBI double and filled in for 7 of the 9 innings when he was scheduled for a day off. Back in the starting lineup for this one, playing over at short, and he cuts over top of a Sandy Mejia curve. Sandy comes in 4-8 on the year, his 20th appearance in Woodpeckers uniform this season, and his 13th start, 5.43 ERA on the year. The 0-2, another good bender, strikes out Heel. A breaking ball bottoming out below the zone, and two up, two down quickly for Sandy. Here comes Junior Garcia. Let's meet the rest of the Fayetteville defense behind Sandy in this one.
Yep, Austin over at third today. Drew Vogel the shortstop. Max Holy at second. Jason Schiavone, the first baseman. Left to right in the outfield, Hansel Villarroel, Rabel Colon, and Cesar Hernandez, and Will Bush doing the catching for Mejia.
Left-handed bat Garcia swings at the first pitch, dumps it straight backwards into the netting. Garcia's had his struggles at the plate this year. Over 22 games and 69 at-bats, he has just 5 hits, an .072 average. Lone extra base hit, a double, along with one RBI. The 0-1. Garcia takes an inside fastball for a ball, 1-1. Two gone bases empty. We're scoreless here in the opening inning. Fayetteville defense shades slightly to pull against the lefty Garcia. Mejia into the motion, throws the 1-1. And a curveball slipped, stayed upstairs. Snapped off a couple of really good ones to John Hill. That one not so much. Two balls and a strike on Junior Garcia. Augusta wearing the home whites today with black batting helmets. The white jersey with a green numeral and nameplate on the back. High and inside fastball did grab the corner. And it's 2-2. White pants with a black pinstripe down the side of the leg, a black belt, and high black socks for Junior Garcia. Here's the 2-2 break even with two outs. And Garcia lines a foul ball off to the left. That was played on a one hop by the Augusta manager, Winston Sawyer, coaching over at third. And meanwhile, I believe that's Connor Justice, the bench coach over on the first base side for the Green Jackets. The 2-2 again. Misses down and inside. Fills the count. Second look at Sandy Mejia on the week for this Green Jacket lineup, so usually that's advantage offense. But Sandy had some success on Tuesday despite suffering the losing decision in that game. He spins a curve and misses up and in with it. Payoff pitch goes for a walk to Junior Garcia. And the two-out free pass will stretch the inning for Pat Cloese. Sandy, on Tuesday night, he entered into the game during the fifth inning. And at that point, the Woodpeckers were trailing 3-0. They ended up coming back to tie the game. Sandy Mejia allowed a runner to reach in the ninth, and that was ultimately the runner that came home when DeWill Almonte fired a fastball to the backstop. And Augusta walked off on a wild pitch, so the run went against Sandy's line, but he was watching from the dugout and was saddled with his 8th loss of the season despite going 4 2/3 innings and giving up just 2 runs on 2 hits. 1-0, he missed up and inside on the lefty Cloese. Next pitch inside again. Scoots him off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Cloizzi batting 259 over his first nine-game sample with Augusta. Recent addition to the lineup, and a double and no home runs, four RBIs for Cloizzi. Here's a sharp ground ball out to second base, a shuffle to his left, the two-hand scoop by Holy, and a short throw to first is in time to get Cloizzi and end the inning. Both sides strand a runner in the first. We remain scoreless after one. Second inning comes up next from SRP Park on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
DJ Manny, fresh, yeah, fresh, fresh, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ,
No score after one inning in North Augusta. Zeros for both starters. Jacob Schaefer for Augusta, Sandy Mejia for Fayetteville, and Cesar Hernandez stands into the left side to begin the top half of the second. Hernandez, Schiavone, and Will Bush to see the 6'8" righty Schaefer. And on the first pitch, a check swing on a low fastball. I think it was in the zone anyways. And it's nothing and one. Cesar Hernandez batting 231 on the year, pair of home runs and 29 RBIs. He's 3-for-12 this week at the plate. Swings and fouls the pitch backwards. It is nothing and two. Woodpeckers left a man at third in the opening inning. Joseph Sullivan singled on the very first pitch of the game, a 104-mile-per-hour line drive to right. Stole second, made it to third, but was left aboard. And there's a good curve nipping to the inside, and it just missed. Good take by Cesar. One ball, two strikes. Infield shifted to the pull side. Third baseman Verdung is all the way out towards short and heel up the middle. 1-2 leg kick and pitch. Hernandez flails at an outside changeup. Goes down swinging. And I think he just got some of the adults in the park a drink discount.
Looks like Miller Lite.
I thought they did away with the beer batter. I think there's certain areas where you're not allowed to do it. I don't think we're allowed to do it in Fayetteville. I asked about it once before. That was a really popular thing in the 90s,
yes,
though.
Yep.
You could not go to a ballpark without some sort of a beer batter. Jason Schiavone is into the right side, and on the first pitch, it misses down and in. I know it's a state law thing where you can't discount alcohol in certain venues.
Well, 10-cent beer night ruined a lot of things for a lot of people.
Yeah, I had to put the kibosh on that. The 1-0 coming home, and Schiavone takes a front door slider, cutting to the middle for strike one. Baseball really bears down on you when it's coming out of the hand of a 6'8" right-hander. 17th round pick by Atlanta this year out of the UNC Wilmington program. Schiavone fouls another breaking ball at the plate, and it goes to 1-2. Not the first UNC Wilmington ball player we've seen come through the Carolina League of recent. Think about Brooks Baldwin, who played last year with the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and he's actually made it all the way to the big leagues. He's playing with the Chicago White Sox now. Schiavone strikes out on a breaking ball to the outside. Gets him on four pitches. back-to-back Ks for Jacob Schaefer to start the top of the second. Here comes lefty Will Bush.
Really is amazing sometimes to see those fast-track guys. Of course, we had one in Fayetteville last year with Jake Bloss making all the way to the majors before traded to Toronto. And sometimes that's just how it goes. Guys pick it up immediately, and a lot of the college guys especially will find themselves major league ready before you know it.
Bush has to hop over an errant slider that was diving towards his ankles. Runs all the way to the backstop, and it's 1-0 on Will. Hitless yesterday, saw a five-game hit streak come to an end. It was his second longest streak of the year. But still a solid week at the plate, 4-for-13 with a pair of doubles, and he's driven into. Infield shades to pull, and on the 1-0, a line drive directly up the middle. It's played on a one-hop behind the bag by Heel. His step and throw to first is in time. Will Bush hits right into that infield shift, and the Woodpeckers go down in order in the top of the second. We head to the home half. It'll be the 5, 6, and 7, Drake Verdung and Guerra to see Sandy Mejia when we come back on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Sagres Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Into the bottom of the second inning, Green Jackets and Woodpeckers are scoreless after an inning and a half. Isaiah Drake will get it started, the five-hitter against Sandy Mejia. And Sandy, after warming up with his manager, Ricky Rivera, had to wait for his catcher, Will Bush, to strap the gear on. Throws the first pitch, fouled straight back. Ricky went right into the crouch, no gear, no catcher's mask or anything, just warmed up his pitcher, do-it-all skipper. And you said, Colin, I wish he would throw one down to second base like the catcher does before each inning. Test out the arm and the accuracy. Pitch outside, and it's 1-1 on Isaiah Drake.
He's thrown plenty of BP all season long, so I can't imagine it wouldn't be too bad of a throw.
Woodpeckers have Robbie Kellerman available to warm up pitchers as well, but he mostly spends his time down in the bullpen. The 1-1. And on a line, it's hit right to first baseman Jason Schiavone. Does not have to move a foot. And he spears it right at his shoulder for out number one. Solid contact for Khalil Drake. He hit that line drive at 101 miles an hour. And anywhere else, he probably comes away with a single into right field, but he hit it right to the defender. And here comes Will Verdung with one out. Base is empty. Mejia winds, throws. And spins a slider in there for a called strike one.
That pitch also was well located from Mejia. Just Drake getting his hands around on it. But a pretty good swing, unfortunately, right at Schiavone.
The 0-1 home. And Verdung pops it foul and out of play. Verdung batting a collective 199 on the season. Team high 89th game tonight. Two home runs, 27 RBIs, and a team high 13 doubles. Here's the motion and the 0-2. Good curve, bottoms out and drops dead center into the strike zone. A called strike three and punch out number two for Sandy Mejia. Curveball is looking sharp today. A couple have slipped, but when he's got the right feel for it, that thing is hanging out at the knees or below the zone and getting a lot of these green jackets early on to flinch at it.
That last one, 16 inches of induced vertical break. So you're talking about a pitch that starts at your shoulders and ends up dropping down at the knees.
Starts out Mason Guerra with a first pitch fastball. A little high and in, and it's 1-0 on the right-handed hitting first baseman. Guerra, in just 8 games, has started out his time with Augusta 2-for-22 at the plate. Leans out of the way of another high and inside pitch. It's 2-0. Lone extra base hit, a double, but again, he's only got two, a double and a single on the year. 7 walks, 9 strikeouts for Guerra, batting in the 7 spot, the 2-0. And there's the correction on the breaking ball. Drops it in there for a called strike one. Augusta got the job done yesterday, scoring 3 runs on 6 hits. They actually were level with the Woodpeckers in the hit column, 6 apiece. Brought those 3 runs around in the bottom of the 6th against debuting right-hander Danny Trahey, and that's all they needed. Both sides weren't all that productive with runners in scoring position. Each lineup left 8 on, so that'll be the key today for Fayetteville, bringing them around. A 2-2 pitch misses down to the dirt. Mejia went with the curve, and it fills up the count. 3-2. On deck is the lefty, Wilmer De La Cruz. Infield plays Guerra straight up. Mejia hunting a 1-2-3, bottom of the 2nd. Here comes his payoff pitch, and he got him. The breaking ball curves its way in there for strike 3 called, and Sandy Mejia struts off of the mound with a 1-2-3 inning. 3 strikeouts through 2 scoreless for the Fayetteville starter. 0-0 Woodpeckers and Green Jackets. Back in a moment for the top of the 3rd on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Fans, Colin Casey here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Looking to keep up with the latest on your favorite Carolina League club? Check out the Woodpeckers website and click on Press Box under the Team and Stats tab to access our virtual press box. There, you'll find all sorts of content, daily game notes, audio interviews, and this year's media guide. You can also click on the Listen Live section, which takes you to our radio broadcast, live for all 132 Woodpeckers games, both at home and on the road. To get all the inside info this season, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
Welcome back to SRP Park. Scoreless after 2 innings. Returning to the mound is right-hander Jacob Schaefer. And now on the play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin.
All right, thank you, Chappie. First pitch to Max Holy is a breaking ball that misses outside from Schaefer. Holy hitting 174 now on the season, but has started to figure things out at the plate during this series on the road after an 0-for series at home to begin his professional career against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Takes a close fastball just outside, 2-0. Holy, the former Central Missouri Mule, ended up there via Iowa Central Community College in Fort Dodge, Iowa, his home state. Takes the 2-0 low, 3-0 now. 22-year-old is born in Clinton, Iowa, and got a chance to play for his hometown summer league team. Last couple of seasons with the Clinton Lumber Kings. 3-0 taking all the way. That one at the letters for a strike. Lumber Kings part of the Prospect League. Schaefer, with just the one hit allowed to lead off the ball game, the 3-1 is a breaking ball, gets away from the catcher Machado, and Holy draws a 5-pitch walk. Second time so far this evening, the Woodpeckers have the leadoff man aboard. Still no score. And Rebel Colon will step in for a first time. Colon back in the lineup. He went 0-for-4 yesterday, still looking for that first single-A hit. He's had some hard contact, though. Flew out to deep right field in his first at-bat last night. Holy leads off of first. Schaefer from the stretch. First pitch fastball nearly sails to the backstop, forces Machado out of the crouch. Schaefer's fastball sitting around the low 90s, about the same speed as his counterpart Sandy Mejia's four-seamer. Good jump for Holy. He's on the move, a swing and a miss. No throw down as Machado bobbled it, and Max Holy uses that big jump to his advantage. Picks up a stolen base. He's in the scoring position.
Expect the Woodpeckers to be aggressive today on the bases, something that they've really emphasized over the last month or so. Just the one run yesterday off the six hits. You have to try and get as many base runners as you can into scoring position.
Second stolen base for Holy since joining the Woodpeckers. Leads off of second now in the 1-1 backdoor breaking ball. Catches the middle third, and it's 1-2. Colon has found himself in some RBI opportunities so far in his first series with the Woodpeckers, so hoping to cash in here in this third inning. 1-2 from Schaefer, swing and a miss. Big 12-6 curveball drops below the zone, and Schaefer picks up his fourth strikeout. Colon back to the dugout, one away. Back to the top of the order, here's Joseph Sullivan.
So we mentioned at the top, only two innings of work for Schaefer his last time around. See how far the Green Jackets are willing to stretch him today in just his second pro appearance, but now through 2 1/3.
28 pitches so far, 18 of them for strikes. First pitch to Sullivan, dives down and in. Schaefer, talking about summer ball for Holy, he also played two seasons in the Cape League with the Kituat Kettleers. 1-0 is a high fastball. Kettleers, the winningest franchise in the Cape League, the most titles on the Cape. Their season wrapped up last week, and the Harwich Mariners took home the 2024 Cape League title, their sixth in franchise history. The 1-0 is driven in the air to deep right field. Isaiah Drake, making his way back towards the warning track, secures it for the second out. Holy tags from second, and he's over to third with two away.
Right field's been a little bit of a cavern over the last few nights. Wind blowing in again from the Savannah River over the right field wall. Seemed like it carried a little bit more when we were here back in July, maybe the peak of summer, hot temperatures. But a number of Woodpeckers have fallen just short on that right field warning track this weekend.
So the same spot we saw in the first inning, runner at third, two outs. Andrew Vogel trying to get off the schneid in this series. Struck out his first time up against Schaefer, and he gets a curveball in for a strike. Vogel again with that single to right in his first at-bat of his professional career, but nothing since. 0-1 misses downstairs. Played his college ball at Murray State for the Racers. Born in Nashville, Tennessee, and he was drafted in the 15th round by Houston. 1-1 is smashed on the ground, but right to the shortstop heel. He comes up firing to first, and Vogel is retired to end the inning. So Holy is left over at third. Woodpeckers have stranded a couple of runners 90 feet away through their first three trips to the plate. And we go to the bottom of the third inning, still scoreless from SRP Park on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
DJ Manny, fresh, yeah, fresh, fresh, go DJ, dump my DJ.
All goose eggs so far in the run column as we enter the bottom of the third inning. Alongside Andrew Chapman, I'm Colin Casey. Happy to have you one final time here at SRP Park before the Woodpeckers head back home to begin a six-game series on Tuesday with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Wilmer De La Cruz leads it off. 8-9-1 hitters due up for the Green Jackets as they look to solve right-hander Sandy Mejia, who is through two hitless innings. Misses outside on the first pitch to De La Cruz. Mejia with three strikeouts, just the one base runner on a two-out first-inning walk issued to Junior Garcia. This ball flicked into left field by De La Cruz. Villarroel got a bad read on it in left field, and it falls a couple of steps in front of him. Wilmer De La Cruz, the former Charleston River Dog, drops it in for a leadoff single.
Yeah, just a slight hesitation out there in left field, Colin. Villarroel does have the sunglasses on, battling the setting sun a little bit. And that slight hesitation is all it took for the ball to land in front of him.
Of course, Villarroel is still getting his feet wet as far as the outfield position goes. He's played center numerous times. Don't think he's played left as the first pitch is lined into shallow right field by Austin Machado over the head of Max Holy. And just like that, the Green Jackets with back-to-back singles to begin this bottom of the third. De La Cruz up to second base, back to the top of the order now, and real scoring threat for Augusta. Luis Guanipa will stand in the righty against Mejia.
Center fielder number 26, Luis Guanipa.
Guanipa grounded out to third his first time around. Woodpeckers will remain at double play depth. Second baseman Holy keeping a close eye on De La Cruz. Vogel playing a little bit closer to third. A first pitch swing from Guanipa, and he misses. Seeing the Green Jackets a little bit more aggressive at the plate. They're trying to work deep counts early on against Mejia, but he was throwing so many strikes through the first two innings. Perhaps a change in philosophy in this third. 0-1 misses a hair outside. 18th and final game between these two teams this season. The win today, the Woodpeckers will take the season series, a win for Augusta, and they secure the split. 1-1, cut on and missed by Guanipa. It's also the last game the Woodpeckers will play in this ballpark for the foreseeable future. Fayetteville does not go to North Augusta next season, but the Green Jackets will arrive at Segra Stadium for a six-game series in June. 1-2, and Mejia goes back to Old Reliable. The big hook drops in for strike three. Fourth punch out for Sandy, and a big first out as Guanipa heads back to the dugout.
Good feeling as a pitcher when instead of stepping into the pitch, striding towards you, the first step of the pitcher is back out of the box. Sandy Mejia had Luis Guanipa back on his heels, flinching a bit at that breaking ball.
Up comes John Heal. He's had some big swings this week for the Green Jackets. Checked his swing on the first pitch in the dirt, and he did not go, says field umpire Richie Arredondo. Heal went down swinging in his first at-bat against Mejia. The only swinging strikeout that Sandy has picked up so far. The other three backwards Ks. 1-0. Drops a little bit outside. Houston Astros were in action earlier this afternoon at Minute Maid Park to wrap up a series with the Chicago White Sox. And Houston wins again, blanking Chicago by a final score of 2-0. Line drive down the left field line, and this is trouble as Heel will bring home the opening run. Scoring from second, De La Cruz. Throw comes into the cutoff man, Vogel. Another RBI double for John Heel, his second in as many games. The Green Jackets strike first in the bottom of the third, 1-0. It was a breaking ball that ended up middle in, and Heel turned on it, 104 miles an hour off the bat, right into the corner. Basically the same spot he hit that double on Saturday night.
Yeah, double machine. New addition to their lineup ever since we were last here in July, and John Hill's been their offensive MVP. 7 hits in this series with doubles in back-to-back games.
So with Machado at third, Hill at second, infield comes in for the Woodpeckers with one out in the inning. Junior Garcia takes strike one. He drew a walk first time he saw Mejia in the first inning. Sandy opting to go from the windup. He kicks and fires. Line shot, past the dive of Schiavone. That's into right field. Scoring from third, Machado. Heel's going to try to score as well. He slides in before the throw gets to Bush. Two-run single for Junior Garcia, and the Green Jackets have pounced on Sandy Mejia in this third inning. They now lead it 3-0.
Well, on top of great contact skills this week, John Heel can really motor. All it took was something shallow to the outfield to bring him around from second base. That throw really died in from right field as well for Cesar. I don't think he had a good grip on that ball. And the Augusta Green Jackets have another three-run inning, just like the one that won it for him yesterday.
4 hits for 5 batters so far. And have changed the outlook of this game pretty drastically in this third. First pitch from Mejia. Shorts a splitter down in the dirt. Designated hitter Patrick Clohizzi at the plate. We know the Woodpeckers have struggled when they haven't scored the opening run throughout the season. Mejia from the stretch now. Long looking, his 1-0. Fastball upstairs. Fayetteville, when the opponent has scored first, is 18-47, 29 games below 500. Especially rough on the road, 5-29. Not only is it Augusta scoring first, but they've jumped out to a 3-run lead. Runner going, pitch misses inside, throw down by Bush. The tag just in time. Good tag from Drew Vogel, and Junior Garcia is caught stealing for the second out. Throw was to the wrong side of the bag for Bush, but Vogel brought it back across swiftly enough to tag Garcia out. So a much-needed second out. It is a 3-0 count on the batter, Clohizzi. Pitch from Sandy, a little bit high, ball four. So the DH heads down to first with two outs in the inning, three already home. Isaiah Drake, who lined out sharply to first last inning, looked to find some outfield grass this time before he gets a chance to swing the bat. Zach Wilkins, the pitching coach, will make his first trip out to the mound. Certainly didn't need to over the first two innings, but Mejia running into trouble in the third, and Chappie, no coincidence that as the Green Jackets ratcheted up the aggressiveness at the plate, they have started to see results.
Yeah, and they're getting through the lineup for a second time on top of seeing Sandy on Tuesday. It's always one of the very difficult jobs is whatever pitcher draws the stick to pitch twice in a six-game series. When the guys get some, they're watching tape on you, they see some live at-bats from you in the days prior, and then they get their second crack at you, and they know your repertoire going into game two. So not too many tricks up Sandy's sleeve. You know, the curveball was certainly working first time around, but now they're kind of sitting on the fastball, and they've been able to square it up.
And, of course, not only have the Green Jackets seen Mejia twice now this week, they also saw him twice earlier in the season. So he has been on the roster since opening day. Cloizzi leads off of first, two outs in the inning, 3-0, Augusta in front. First pitch fastball down in the dirt, blocked by Bush. First outing of the year for Sandy against the Green Jackets was terrific. Back on May 31st at Segra Stadium, he went five scoreless innings, gave up four hits, two walks, four strikeouts. Picked up the win in that ball game to close out May. 1-0, Drake moves out of the way of a fastball inside. Second outing wasn't too bad either. Back on July 12th, just before the All-Star break here at SRP Park, three scoreless innings for Sandy. Struck out four. So that was eight scoreless innings prior to this series against Augusta. High breaking ball, back pick attempt from Bush. Schiavone places the tag late, but Cloizzi's back with a dive. It is 3-0. It was a rough July for Mejia outside of that outing against the Green Jackets. Opponents hit 302 against the right-hander. The pitch taking all the way. Drake, he gets a fastball right down the middle. It's been about the same earned run average-wise for Mejia in August. Two outings coming into this one, 519 earned run average in the month. The 3-1 pitch, Drake hits it on the ground to first once again, and it gets past Schiavone into right field. Another hit for the Green Jackets heading into third, and stopping there is Pat Cloizzi. That is the fifth hit of the inning, surrendered by Mejia after two hitless innings to start the ball game. So they're now at the corners with two down, and Will Verdung will be the eighth man to bat in this eventful bottom of the third.
Yeah, Sandy got to be wondering how he can find an out right now. He drew some ground ball contact, which you look for. He fought himself back from 3-0 behind. And it's just a C&I single that gets by the length of Schiavone diving on it. And here you are with the pressure on again.
No action yet in the Woodpeckers bullpen. That might change quickly. First pitch from Sandy, up and in. Verdung went down looking in the second inning. Isaiah Drake leads off of first, but he stays put. The 1-0 is sent in the air to center field. Backing up the second baseman, Max Holy. He makes the catch, and the side is finally retired. Not before the Green Jackets strike for a trio of runs, including a two-run single from Junior Garcia. Woodpeckers will be playing from behind on the back six of this ball game. After three innings, Augusta 3, Fayetteville nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
After three runs on five hits in the bottom of the third inning for the Green Jackets, the Woodpeckers now trail 3-0 heading into the fourth inning, but they do have the heart of the lineup coming up, beginning with Trevor Austin against Right-hander Jacob Schaefer, who is through three scoreless innings on this Sunday evening. First pitch, and Austin takes strike one at knee level. Trevor Austin, the former Missouri Tiger, 0-for-1 so far, bounced out to Schaefer. 0-1, breaking ball misses a little bit outside. Schaefer allowing just the two hits. Leadoff single to Sullivan in the first, and a leadoff single to Holy in the third. The 1-1, Austin fouls it off. Seen the average so far from Trevor Austin, 393 in his short time with the Woodpeckers. Still looking for that first home run, though. Home run's one of the many categories he led Missouri in last year. 1-2, pops it up, and this will clear the netting straight back. Woodpeckers playing their 60th road game of the season. Foul tipped off of Austin's ankle, and he'll hobble a little bit trying to shake that off. 22-37 away from Segra Stadium this year, so looking at the splits, pretty significant when you look at that 27-25 home record. Good news for the Woodpeckers, two-thirds of their remaining games will be at 460 Hay Street. Six games next week against Kannapolis, and Ricky Rivera is out of the dugout, and he is taking a look right now alongside the trainer at Austin's leg.
And Lauren's out there checking up on him and having him do some calf raises to make sure the ankle's all right. I don't think he wears a guard, and that right there is the reason so many guys do have a leg guard of some form nowadays, but got him squarely on the inside of the left shin.
Austin, though, digs back into the box. 1-2 the count. Pitch from Schaefer is a fastball well below the zone. Austin, then Villarroel and Hernandez. 2-2 is chopped foul out towards the third base coaching box, and Will Verdung stepped in front of it before Jeff Calhoun could make a play. Jeff Calhoun's actually had some nice interchanges so far with Verdung when he's been over at first base. Said after one of the games that he's been cracking jokes back and forth with Verdung as the 2-2 misses outside.
Jeff wouldn't be Jeff if he wasn't cracking a joke here or there on the baseball field.
And Verdung told him he was not looking forward to going to down east to wrap up the 2024 season as the 3-2 comes inside and it got a piece of Austin's bat. That's where Down East will wrap up their season. Next week, they go on the road to Five County Stadium. Take on the Carolina Mudcats, first half champs in the North Division, and they too will be leaving their stadium following next year's season as the 3-2 cut on and missed. Well located from Schaefer, and he picks up his fifth strikeout. One away in the fourth, Hansel Villarroel comes to the plate.
Bullpen's going, so see when Winston Sawyer wants to make a change. They got it going right at the start of the inning, so maybe one more batter for Schaefer.
As far as his pitch count goes, could very well be 50 as the cap. This is his 45th pitch, and it's a fastball on the inside corner called a strike. Villarroel grounded out to third in his first AB. The 0-1. Schaefer goes back to the fastball a little too far in this time. Works exclusively from the stretch. That's something you see a whole lot of out of starters in this league. The 1-1 is fouled into the screen by Villarroel.
All right, fans, we got two strikes. We want biscuits. We want biscuits. We want biscuits.
Two hits so far for the Woodpeckers through 3 1/3. Schaefer's 1-2, and Villarroel strikes out. Jacob Schaefer getting into a rhythm ever since that single he allowed to begin the ball game to Joseph Sullivan He is retired now, 11 of 12. And that is where his day will likely end, as Winston Sawyer making his way to the mound. He's looking towards the bullpen, and he will make a change. Schaefer with an admirable 3-2 third, struck out six batters, and so far kept the Fayetteville Woodpeckers off the scoreboard. We'll tell you about the new right-hander when we return. Green Jackets lead 3-0 in the top of the fourth inning from SRP Park on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Sacred Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night.
Two outs in the fourth inning, and the Green Jackets go from the 17th round pick in the 2024 draft to the Atlanta 15th rounder. Right-hander David Rodriguez looking to get the final out of this inning. Coming on for Jacob Schaefer, who goes 3 2/3 scoreless, gives up just the two hits, no walks, and six strikeouts. Cesar Hernandez, the batter for Fayetteville, and he takes strike one on the inside corner. Rodriguez made a couple of outings in the Florida Complex League before he was called up to Augusta. Second pitch, misses outside 1-1. With the Green Jackets, he is 0-2 with a 6.94 earned run average across 11 2/3 innings. The 1-1, Hernandez shows bunt, but he pulls it back at the last second, 2-1. Rodriguez drafted out of San Joaquin Delta College in California. Two-year player with the Mustangs. The 2-1. That's in the dirt, 3-1.
That is in my hometown of Stockton, California.
No
San
kidding.
San Joaquin Delta College. How about that? Yeah, real powerhouse JUCO program. First Delta College player I've seen in the pros. Pretty cool.
The 3-1 pitch. That misses up and outside, ball four. So Hernandez draws the first walk for Fayetteville this evening. And with his speed down at first, Rodriguez left to pay extra attention to him as Schiavone comes up to the plate. Rodriguez had a dominant sophomore season where he went 13-2 across 16 starts, struck out 124 batters, just 13 walks in 102 innings. First pitch to Schiavone is on the outside corner. He was planning on transferring to Ohio State to play for the Buckeyes, but was ultimately taken in the 15th round. You see that a lot out of some of those JUCO guys who are taken later on. They have to make that decision as Rodriguez throws over on Hernandez. Colby Lankford, a good example of that for the Woodpeckers. And Caden Powell as well, taken in the sixth round this year, was committed to continue his college career at Oklahoma State for signing with Houston. Hernandez on the move, breaking ball misses low and outside. Cesar slides in, and Arredondo says he overslid the bag. Hernandez's hand never left the base, and Ricky Rivera's incensed. An unbelievably bad call from a guy who has made only bad calls throughout three series this year for the Woodpeckers. Hernandez still in disbelief as Rivera tries to calm him down, but the inning comes to an untimely end for the Woodpeckers. We go to the bottom of the fourth, still 3-0 Augusta. You're listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain? Betrayed desires.
Brutal end of the top of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, who have gone four scoreless innings now at the plate. They look to try to keep it a 3-0 deficit. Sandy Mejia back on the mound to start the bottom half of the inning. And the first pitch he throws to Mason Guerra is chopped foul. Guerra, the only man not to bat in that three-run third inning for the Green Jackets. He is 0-1 so far. Mejia from the windup. The pitch is cut on and missed. It was an RBI double from John Heal, a two-hitter, immediately followed by a two-run single from Junior Garcia. The 0-2 is a breaking ball, misses outside. Ricky Rivera did not continue his discussion with Richie Arredondo after he went to break. He made his way back to the dugout. I think he's paid enough fines this year with this crew in town. Fouled off, 1-2.
Yeah, it'll pinch your pocketbook.
Guerra struggling so far at the single-A level, hitting just .087 in his time with the Green Jackets. Mejia starts his motion with one on the pitch clock and goes with a breaking ball. Misses up and in. Infield shifted to the left. The 2-2 is skied left side. Coming over is Vogel, but he won't have a play on it. This ball will land on the concourse area. Bottom third of the order here for the Green Jackets. Guerra followed by Wilmer De La Cruz and then Austin Machado. Those 8-9 hitters both singling against Mejia to start that big third inning. 2-2, called strike three at the letters. Frank Jones rings up Guerra, and for the second time, he is down looking against Mejia, who picks up his fifth strikeout, one away. That's that fastball that time at 92 on the outside corner. Couldn't have placed it much better for Sandy. He now faces De La Cruz. Mejia's pitch count in a decent spot right now. This is his 57th, and the first pitch curve misses low. At the very least, despite the rough third inning, there is a path forward where he can work into the fifth. Of course, length always important at the tail end of a long series. 1-0, fastball misses upstairs. De La Cruz with a bloop single in the left in his first AB. Gets a 2-0 fastball, letter high, called a strike. Joined the Braves organization the first week of June after being released by the Tampa Bay Rays. The 2-1 pitch is fouled into the mitt, held onto by Bush for strike two. Not too often you'll see guys released during the season that do find an opportunity in the same league. But that has been the case for Wilmer De La Cruz. He's made the most of it. 273 hitters so far. 2-2 is a fastball upstairs.
Yeah, I've seen it happen with two of our former players. In 21, there was a lefty named Juan Paulino. He was released, signed on with the Fred Nats, and we saw him in the park later that year. And then the case of Nate Perry,
right.
He was released and joined with the Rays the following season.
Backdoor breaking ball, and it's a beauty. On the outside corner, perfect 3-2 pitch from Mejia, and he freezes De La Cruz back-to-back punch-outs. He's got half a dozen now. Two up, two down in the fourth. Austin Machado, the nine-hitter, comes up.
Well, you take the first couple of innings and the stuff he's got here in the fourth, and you know, really three dominating frames today, just a sequence where he left too much stuff out over the middle of the plate. Aside from that, though, it's been a strong day from Sandy.
First pitch, this is outside to Machado. Seen him a couple of times so far in this series. The wind of the 1-1. Fastball misses a little bit inside. Good take there from Machado. Played his college ball at the University of Hawaii. He's placed on the development list immediately after being promoted, but has gotten some reps as that pitch has popped up out of play. It is 2-1. Led Hawaii in batting average, doubles, RBIs, and on-base percentage prior to his time with the Islands. He was a three-year player at St. John's. High fastball, the count now 3-1. His uncle is Hall of Fame surfer Rob Machado. So not a bad place to be in Hawaii if you've got a surfing background in your family. Mejia with the 3-1 pitch, and he misses high. Machado reaches base for a second time in two trips. He's got a two-out walk. Three nothing Augusta leads, and Luis Guanipa will get a chance. He is 0-2 so far. The righty has grounded out and struck out against Mejia. Infield playing back at their normal depth with two away in the inning. First pitch, and Guanipa checked his swing. It's a called strike one on the bottom of the zone. His pitch count has kind of risen a little bit more, though, in this inning. He's now up to 67. Good chance that he might just call it after four. 0-1 is tipped foul and caught a piece of Will Bush on the inside of the thigh. Mejia gets a new baseball while Bush is on one knee and still doubled over in pain. I think that got his thigh. I hope that got his thigh.
Yeah. Got him somewhere squarely in the upper leg or thigh area. And that's the bruises you take. Being a catcher, you have to be a little bit crazy to pop into the squad every few days.
He did reach for his right thigh. So
all right.
I think we can assume that the future generations of the Bush family are safe for now. Machado leads off of first. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Mejia from the stretch. The pitch is another good curveball, and he gets Guanipa swinging. Seventh strikeout for Sandy Mejia, and a great bounce-back inning after allowing three runs in the third. We go to the fifth, still a 3-0 lead for the Green Jackets. You're listening to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales,
more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Someday, put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday.
Woodpeckers still chasing 3 runs, 3-0 the score. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Jason Chivoni at the plate and Andrew Chapman on the play-by-play.
Thanks, Colin. The very first pitch rolled softly up the third baseline. It's barehanded by Verdung charging forward, but his throw to first is well late. And Chivoni will leg out an infield single, his third hit in a Woodpeckers uniform. Second hit of this series. And Chivoni is aboard to get the fifth inning started. Once again, just like last night, Augusta scoring 3 runs in an inning. They used a 3-run sixth inning to win the game last night. And today, they're out in front 3-0 behind a 3-run bottom of the third. Will Bush is awaiting the first pitch. We got a pickoff throw to check up on Chivoni. Out in the right field bullpen, Abel Mercedes is starting to warm up with bullpen catcher Robbie Kellerman. And it'll likely be Abel's game to inherit come the bottom of the fifth after Sandy Mejia has gone 4. He's coming off a sharp fourth inning where he struck out 3 and worked around a 2-out walk. Pitch was up and outside. Here's the 1-0. Up and away again to Bush. 2 balls and no strikes. David Rodriguez has returned to the mound. He picked up the final out of the fourth inning behind the starter, Schaefer. He did not go long enough, so Rodriguez becomes the pitcher of record. He misses down and in on Bush, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Tying run in the on-deck circle and Max Holy. And the Woodpeckers have a great chance here to put the first two on to start the top of the fifth inning. Shortstop heel up the middle. Third baseman Verdung off of the line. Bush takes a thigh-high fastball just on the inner third of the plate. 3 balls and a strike. Will with a pair of hits on Friday night, including an RBI double. He's 4-for-14 in the series. Swings at the 3-1 and fouls it straight back. It's the first time the Woodpeckers have seen David Rodriguez in this series, the 22-year-old originally born in Sacramento. Detailed his junior college background, playing in nearby Stockton, California last year at San Joaquin Delta College. 3-2, payoff pitch. Bush with a line shot through the right side and rolling all the way to the right field wall. Chivoni around second. He's heading to third. Calhoun giving him the wave. Drake fires over to the cutoff man. It's snared near first, and no play to be made. Bush into second. Chivoni comes home, and the Woodpeckers are on the board with an RBI double. It's now 3-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Will Bush with his third double of this series. Injects a little bit of life into the offense.
Sometimes you just got to get a hot pitcher out of the ballgame. Lucky for the Woodpeckers, Jacob Schaefer was kind of on a pitch limit, and they've taken advantage since he's departed. Good swing from Bush, who continues to have a lot of success at SRP Park. He's had a lot of big swings over the 12 games played. here in North Augusta.
Great two-strike approach for Will Bush. His fifth hit of the week, third for extra bases. Now Holy lines one foul the opposite way and into the right field bullpen. And interrupted Abel Mercedes' warm-up out in the pen. He heads over there to retrieve the foul ball, and Max Holy settles back in at an 0-1 count. Tying run at the plate with nobody out. Bush off of second base. Raybel Colon is on deck. These bottom three hitters starting to generate some runs. Holy cuts through a curve. Nothing in two. There's only one hit today, combined between the top five hitters in the order. That was Joseph Sullivan's single that led off the ball game. Otherwise, the 6, 7, and 8 guys trying to get it done. The 0-2 coming. And Holy with a ground ball, yanked out to short, collected by Heel, going to go to third, and a one-hopping throw is mishandled by Verdung. Will Bush slides in safely. Heel made the right decision to go get the leading runner. Bush would have been out by plenty, but he spiked the throw in the dirt. Verdung was unable to snare it with a backhand. It clipped off of his glove, and everybody is safe. Tying runs are on now at the corners.
And you're absolutely right, Chappie. Right decision there, but you got to make a better throw. I think it was a little bit casual there from John Heel, who's made some great defensive plays, but he's also had a couple of really crucial errors throughout this series. That was another one of them right there, and we'll see just how much it might cost the Green Jackets.
Runners going. Throw heads down to second base, and Holy slides in safely. Max Holy on the very first pitch breaks for second. And neutralizes the force play on the dive into second base. Now two in scoring position. The tying runs at second and third. The pitch was, I believe, a little bit high to Colon. Have the plate umpire clarify the count, but it should be 1-0. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez. There's a strike. 1-1. Fayetteville has been active on the bases today, stealing three bases and four attempts. Cesar Hernandez, the lone man to be caught. Lone inside on Colon. And, yep, Frank Jones does clarify with the fingers. Two balls and one strike on Raybill.
What a good spot this would be to pick up your first single-A hit.
Yep, he's 0-9 since being added to the roster earlier this week with three strikeouts. Swings and drives it out into center field. Guanipa lines it up. Center fielder makes the catch. Bush coming home. Here's the throw, rolling to the plate. It does not arrive in time, and Colon, with a sacrifice fly, drives in Bush to turn it to a one-run game. 3-2 in the top of the fifth. Max Holy hangs at second. The Woodpeckers have a multi-run rally of their own to get right back in this game and turn the lineup card over to Joseph Sullivan.
It's not a hit, but if you're Colon, you'll take that. Doing your job, bringing home that run. Got a great pitch to hit and struck it pretty well in the left center field. Mickey Rivera, no hesitation, telling Will Bush to tag up and score.
Yeah, so not the first single-A hit, but the first full-season pro ball RBI for Raybel Colon. Joseph Sullivan into the left side, swinging and missing at a changeup. Baseball got loose out in the right field bullpen. And Ricky Rivera, coaching first today, heads over to retrieve it. Sullivan with a rocket single into right field that started the game in the first. He's 1-for-2 and now 3-for-16 in the series. Throw down to second is close. Rodriguez corkscrewing around and firing one to his covering shortstop. Max Holy just got the hand back in there before the tag. Sullivan been an on-base machine this week, not necessarily for walks or hits, but on hit-by pitches. There's one down to the dirt and a good smother by Machado to keep Holy at second base. He's been hitting six times in his first five games, and Colin, you did some digging in the research portal, but he tied a franchise record by being hit by a pitch in three straight games. Had he been plunked in four straight, that'd be the new franchise high mark. Not the types of records in history you want to be making, but well, Joseph Sullivan's on-base percentage in decent shape after all the bruises he's taken this week.
I believe Jackson Lofton, the last guy to get hit in three straight games in a Woodpeckers uniform last year.
The 1-2 down and inside. Scoots off to the right of Machado. He quickly gathers it up. And it evens 2-2 on Sullivan. Two runs home in this inning on two hits. In addition to the sacrifice fly, Will Bush's RBI double to the right field wall got it going, scored Giovanni. And Bush coming home moments ago on the sacrifice. Still just one out with the tying run at second base. 2-2 pitch. And a foul off the inside of the right foot. Sullivan packing a little bit early on a curve.
I will say I can't wait to see Joseph Sullivan swing the bat at Segra Stadium with how ball's been flying out at right field, 325 down the line. Mm-hmm. Feels like it could be a paradise for him.
Yeah, I think he'll like it compared to right field here in Augusta, which is in a little bit of a cavern with the wind blowing in from the Savannah River. Holy, with a big secondary lead, Rodriguez spins around, throws, and Holy gets back in there.
He's been aggressive, but he's been gauging just how long it takes for Rodriguez to throw over. So he's pushing the issue, but not far enough to get himself caught off the bag.
Woodpeckers trying to mount a complete three-run comeback. 3-2 Augusta. Sullivan goes down swinging. Rodriguez finally wins the battle after a long AB. The curve wipes him out. Two gone in the fifth, and here comes Drew Vogel. A good time here for Vogel to put an end to what is a tough week at the plate, 0-16. But with only three strikeouts along the way, he grounded out sharply in his last AB out to short. First pitch to Vogel. Down and outside, kicks away from Machado off to his right, and far enough for Holy to advance to third. Wild pitch, first of the inning from Rodriguez, and 1-0 on Vogel. Rodriguez continues to see his ERA rise since he joined the Augusta pitching staff. He had given up 9 earned runs over 11 and two-thirds coming in. Two more earned in this fifth. He misses high and in on Vogel. Two balls and no strikes. So a lot of contact coming from Vogel, but he's just 1-26 to begin his pro career. Curve misses up and inside. Only 4 strikeouts over that span. So you have to imagine just the law of averages in baseball. Something should start dropping in for Vogel sometime soon. 3-0. And there's a fastball that clips the outside edge, called strike one. I guess the bullpen's starting to stir a little bit, and they might have radioed down to start getting an arm loosening. 3-1 on the ground left side. Knocked down with a slide by Verdunk to his left. He scoops it up. No throw to be had. And Vogel is aboard with an infield single. He has tied the game. Max Holy comes home from third. And the Woodpeckers draw level at 3-3.
And the monkey is off the back for Drew Vogel. And not a moment too soon. Perfect time to hit one sharply on the ground and get rewarded for it. I mean, it was knocked down nicely by Will Verdung. Problem was it bounced too far away for him to recover, and those 90 feet on that wild pitch proved to be huge because Max Holy was able to trot home. Now the Woodpeckers did what they did a couple of days ago back in the series opener. They erased a 3-0, it was a 4-1 deficit, I should say. Problem was they ended up being walked off on, but still so much baseball left to be played, and the offense is trending in the right direction. It has been a strong resurgence after Schaefer had him held down for 3 2/3.
Indeed scored a single, and Drew Vogel will not leave North Augusta hitless. His first base hit comes at the perfect time. 3-run comeback top of the fifth. 3-3 the score, and here's the seventh man to stand in this inning, Trevor Austin. Vogel going on the first pitch. It's a strike. One hopping throw down, not in time. Vogel came off of the bag. His left foot just barely slipped off of the bag, and De La Cruz, the second baseman, dropped the tag. The inning's over.
Yeah, that time it certainly did. Just a little too far across the bag, Vogel dove.
So that brings the fifth inning to a close, but not before the Woodpeckers strike for three. The RBI double, sac fly, and infield RBI single. Give us a new ball game as we reach the turn on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For a limited time, get Super Bowl on YouTube TV.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Three tie game. The Woodpeckers storm back with three in the top of the fifth inning. Level it up and turn to right-hander Abel Mercedes out of the bullpen. The day done for the starter, Sandy Mejia, after four complete. And Mercedes will likely serve as the bridge before another bullpen move is made in the sixth inning. Here comes the 1-0 and runs high and in on John Heal. Heal's had a big series. He's a combined 7 for 18 in the week and drove home a run with an RBI double in Augusta's three-run third inning. The 2-0 inside. Three balls and no strikes. So just controlling the velo will be key for Mercedes here to try and keep this game level. He's 2-2 on the year with a 5.92 ERA and a team-high 36th appearance coming tonight. The leg kick and the 3-0. Fastball center cut for strike one. Abel converted his sixth save of the season earlier this week. That was on Wednesday night. The Woodpeckers hung on, won by a run. He's converted six saves and seven opportunities, but just trying to keep the game level here. He misses inside and issues a five-pitch walk to start out the home fifth.
Junior Garcia.
John Heal heads to first. And with a man on, here comes Junior Garcia. Final line for Sandy Mejia today would have been pretty solid if not for the three-run getaway third inning. He tied a season high with seven strikeouts. He walked three and surrendered all three runs and all five hits in that bottom of the third. Completes four innings and the ERA at a 5.50 coming in, but Mejia, who had suffered three straight losing decisions, he will settle for the no decision in this one. The 1-0 pitch down to the dirt, blocked by Bush, and the runner thought better of it. Hill will hold at first base. Six of the first seven pitches thrown by Abel Mercedes have been out of the zone. With us for the bulk of the season, you know it's really been an ebb and flow type of year for Abel Mercedes. Struggled with control earlier in the year, was one of the league's most dominating relievers in July and parts of early August. But over the last couple of weeks, some of that command has started to slip once again. He breaks off a good curve and draws the swing and miss out of Garcia. Two balls and one strike. Infield shades to pull. Heal with a lot of speed. See if they give him the green light. Pitch down to the dirt, chased by Garcia. It was a two-strike count, in fact, and he goes down on strikes for out number one. You have to think twice about it as a base runner if you're going to go on Mercedes, just because that fastball comes home at 97, 98. Gets the plate a whole lot quicker for Will Bush to get a throwdown. See if Hill gets more aggressive with one out on the board. Here's Pat Cloizzi, who's 0-for-1 with a ground out and a walk. First pitch sails up and outside. Bush pops out of the crouch and yanks it in.
Just a bit outside.
One ball and no strikes on Cloizzi. Green Jackets out hitting Fayetteville 5-4 over the first 4.5 innings. The 1-0 pitch, Hill with a late break. Cloizzi swings and fouls it over the third base seats and to the concourse. And probably best that he did. Cloizzi, Hill, was slow out of the starting blocks. Abel Mercedes was already coming down the slope of the mound by the time Hill turned and started to move towards second. 1-1 with one out. We're tied at 3 in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch. And a yanked chopper foul over to the first base dugout. 1-2 on Cloizzi. All 5 of Augusta's hits were reserved to the third. Santa Mejia struck out a season-high 7, tied that season-high mark. No hits since the third. The 1-2 coming. Up and outside. Mercedes missed his target. Squares the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Been good velocity so far for Mercedes, 97-98 on that fastball.
Hill with a big lead off of first, and he's breaking on the pitch. Line shot through the left side, and a perfectly executed hit and run. Hill going to third. Villarreal's throw is not in time and slightly off of the bag. Hill dives in, and boy, executed to perfection by Augusta. Hill breaks, Cloizzi swings, smash out into left field, and Augusta has him at the corners with one out for Isaiah Drake.
Cloizzi got the off-speed that time from Mercedes and still even late on it, but it worked out. It was on the outer part of the plate and drove it to the left side while Vogel was contending with the stolen base attempt from Hill, and Green Jackets looking for a good response after the 3-run top of the fifth for Fayetteville.
First pitch to the lefty, Drake, misses up and away. It's 1-0. Isaiah Drake yanked one on the ground back in the third. Seeing eye single that got by the dive of Jason Schiavone and has a chance to provide Augusta with their second lead today. Led 3-0 at one point. Fayetteville stormed back. Augusta has him at the corners. 1-0. Misses down and away. 2 balls and no strikes. Already a little bit of stretching on the elastic bands going on out in that Fayetteville bullpen, but nobody warming just yet. That's Johan Agondo, who's at least just starting to flex the arm a bit. 2-0. And there's a swing and miss. Drake under a high fastball. You know, Abel can ramp it up to 100, 101, but there really was a conscious effort, I think, after the first month of the season where he struggled with some of his control to scale back slightly. He implemented a lot more slider usage and maybe took a mile per hour or two off the fastball to help with control. He was averaging 99-100. Now he hovers around 96-97. The 2-1 pitch. Drake with a bouncer past the mound out towards second. Holy gloves, backhands towards second base. The turn to first. It's a double play. 4-6-3. A beautiful start to it by Max Holy. Bringing it in with two hands, quickly backhanding the shovel to Vogel, and Drew fired a dart to Jason Schiavone to complete the inning-ending twin killing. Augusta strands the go-ahead run at third. Abel Mercedes gets out of the jam, and we head to the sixth, tied at 3 on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today.
Well, the Woodpeckers maneuver out of trouble in the bottom of the fifth inning. They turn a 4-6-3 double play with runners at the corners. Strand the go-ahead run at third, and we remain tied through five. 3-3 the score. Leading things off is the righty three-hitter Trevor Austin. He was at the plate in the top of the fifth when Drew Vogel was thrown out trying to steal second. And we'll get a fresh count here in the top of the sixth inning against David Rodriguez. He's out for his second inning of relief work. He came on and got the final out of the fourth and then surrendered all three of the runs to Fayetteville in the comeback top of the fifth. Out of the stretch, the 0-1 is called strike on the high inside corner. Austin didn't like it. He'll call for time and step away. The Woodpeckers are tracking the results of a doubleheader today out at Atrium Health Ballpark between the River Dogs and the Cannonballers. And that doubleheader has gone final. The second game needed nine innings. Originally scheduled for seven, ended up going a standard nine, and the Woodpeckers got no help today from the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Charleston sweeps that doubleheader with 4-2 and 5-4 victories. The 0-2 on the way, and a line drive served down into left center field. It gets down quickly in front of Garcia, and Trevor Austin connects with two strikes for his first hit of the day and eighth hit of this series. Goes to 1-for-3 with a single to start out the sixth inning. Here comes Hansel Villarreal.
As steady as he's been since he's gotten into the lineup, really great to have a guy in that three spot that you know is going to find his way aboard every single night.
First pitch to Villa. Up and outside, a snap throw going to first is not in time. The pitch actually called a strike on the high outside corner of the zone. And it's nothing and one on Villarreal. The Woodpeckers lineup only had one hit over the first four innings of this game. Now they've strung together four hits over the last inning plus. Slider drifts outside and evens it up at 1-1 on Villarreal. They have four hits across their last seven plate appearances, in fact, against reliever David Rodriguez. 1-1 the count. Austin with a short lead off of first. And a high and in slider ties up Villarreal swinging. He took a huge hack at it, stumbled out across the plate, and nearly lost his helmet. Falls behind, a ball and two strikes. So the Woodpeckers, regardless of today's result, won't gain ground on the first place team in the South. They will keep their eyes out for the Columbia and Myrtle Beach final. They just got going out at Pelicans Ballpark, scoreless in the top of the first. Down and away curve, and the count squares again at 2-2. Villarreal looking for the first hit of the day, 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out to third, both times against the starter, Jacob Schaefer. First look at Rodriguez here. A step off and a throw to first. They check up on Austin again. That's the first disengagement. Machado, the catcher, back picked on the first throw over. Rodriguez peers over that left shoulder, fires the 2-2, and Villarreal yanks it foul down the stairwell of the dugout. Look out, it hit a Green Jacket player down there. Right in the middle of the back, he was able to turn away from it. That was who's number 18 on their roster? 18 just got plunked down in the dugout. He's all right. Wasn't hit all that hard. That is Raven Antonio, a reliever. Grounder hit sharp to third. Verdung up with it to second for one. The turn to first and around the horn it goes. Augusta gets a double play of their own, 5-4-3 on a tailor-made grounder to Verdung. Two gone in the Fayetteville sixth. And the base is wiped clean for Cesar Hernandez.
Tough luck there for Villarreal. Hit it pretty well, but that was exactly the pitch that David Rodriguez was looking for. Bottom of the zone, get him to roll over, and Verdung starts the easy 5-4-3.
So Cesar Hernandez now a third plate appearance. He's 0-1 with a strikeout and walk. Sits back and takes strike one on a high and in fastball. It's nothing and one. Three runs on five hits for the Woodpeckers. Three runs on six hits for the Green Jackets. And here's the 0-1. Rocketed deep out into center field. Guanipa in a dead sprint. Not going to get there. It's over his head, and it hops high off of the wall. Guanipa plays the carom, quickly gets it back onto the infield, and Hernandez cruises into second with a two-out double. Well, the double play is critical now in hindsight for the Green Jackets, but Cesar gets into scoring position. That ball was smoked, and Guanipa in center knew he had no shot at it. It was head down, dead sprint towards center field. And that ball got over his head quickly.
Off-speed pitch at the bottom of the zone, and Cesar Hernandez just clubbed it to straightaway center field right over the head of Guanipa. And this speed, sometimes you see him stretch into third, but you don't want to make the last out of the inning at third base.
First one into Schiavone. A slider bending to the outside corner, called strike one. Double number 13 of the season for Cesar Hernandez, along with his 15th extra base hit of the year. The 0-1, and a pop fly behind first base, drifting into foul ground, out towards the right field bullpen. Guerra back on it, and he makes the catch right in between home plate and the mound of the bullpen area. So the Woodpeckers strike for a single and a double. Double play kills the momentum, and Fayetteville goes scoreless in the top half of the sixth. We remain tied 3-3 on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Mr. Bat, yes, he's the oldest mascot.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand. I can take myself dancing, and I can hold my own head. Yeah, I can love me better than you can.
Woodpeckers baseball from the road, broadcasting live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app from SRP Park. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. The final game in the head-to-head series between the Braves and Astros affiliates, and the final game in this ballpark until at least we see the 2026 schedule. 2025 schedule is available for you to check out on Fayetteville Woodpeckers social media, and that schedule does not feature a trip to North Augusta next year. The Green Jackets will come to Fayetteville for a six-game series, but with the Woodpeckers going to the north, we will find ourselves down here a lot less often in the near future.
For the Woodpeckers fans in the Commonwealth of Virginia, we will be in your neck of the woods quite a bit next year.
That's right. We're going to maybe need to get a Maryland ID with how much time we'll be spending in Salisbury over the next stretch of the franchise's history. So we are underway in the bottom of the sixth inning. Juan Nunez has taken over out of the Fayetteville bullpen, and he misses wide to the backstop on the first pitch to the righty third baseman, Will Verdung. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop-out. Nunez's next pitch settles into the zone, called strike one. Double play ball for the Woodpeckers got them out of things in the bottom of the fifth. Augusta left the go-ahead run stranded in John Heal, and ends up being a scoreless inning of relief for Abel Mercedes. Now a line drive into the opposite field, fairly deep, but not deep enough. It dies just in front of the track and is caught by Cesar Hernandez for the first out of the home sixth. Augusta scored three in the bottom of the third to jump out in front 3-0. The Woodpeckers had just one hit over the first four innings, but rallied against David Rodriguez in the top of the fifth inning, scoring three times on four hits to draw level. And the upper hand today coming down to the back half of this ball game. Mason Guerra takes a fastball for strike one from the 20-year-old righty Juan Nunez out of La Romana in the Dominican Republic. Nunez is appearing for the fourth time. Draws a ground ball out to short, two-handed by Vogel. A shuffle and a throw to first, yanked in by Schiavone. And two up, two down on the lineout and the ground out. Here's Wilmer De La Cruz, the lefty.
Chappy, given the results today with Charleston sweeping the doubleheader, it almost feels like these next three and a half innings might really be it for the Woodpeckers as far as their playoffs hopes go. They really need this victory to stay within eight games going into the final 3 weeks. You got a lot of games against teams in front of you, six against Charleston, six against Myrtle Beach. So this is a must win at this point.
De La Cruz settles in. First pitch. Curveball slips and misses up high. Yeah, if you win today, you're still looking at 7.5 back with, I guess it would be 8 back.
It is 8 now, yep.
They played 2. So 8 back with 18 to play, 12 of those being at home and 6 of them critically being against Charleston. So there's still an outside chance, but you don't want to go down by more than 8. And that's why this game looms large for the Woodpeckers to try and go on one last run in the final 3 weeks of the regular season.
Worth mentioning, too, Charleston does play Myrtle Beach next week.
Matchup of the third place and first place teams. Ground ball back Vogel's way. He scoops, gets the throw out quick, and fires on to first to retire the speedy De La Cruz. It's a snappy 1-2-3 start to the day for Juan Nunez out of the pen. We are on to the final third of this series finale. Seventh inning comes up next. It's the Woodpeckers 3, the Green Jackets 3 on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Game up for grabs in the top of the seventh inning. Locked at 3 apiece. Augusta trying for the series victory today. The Woodpeckers hoping to get out of town with a series split. Will Bush leads off against David Rodriguez. And to take you through the action once again, here's Colin.
Thank you, Chappie. Bush coming off an RBI double against Rodriguez in his last at-bat, part of a three-run fifth inning for the Woodpeckers. The lefty takes strike one on the outside corner. It was a three-run third inning for Augusta, and then the three-run fifth canceled it out for Fayetteville as they look for a pivotal win to close out this road trip. Big cut and a miss, and that is strike two. Outside of the RBI double, Bush is also grounded out to short. Rodriguez came on to get the final out of the fourth inning. So he just threw two and a third of three-run balls, giving up five hits. The one walk and the one strikeout. Infield shifted around the shortstop heel, playing very close to the second base bag. 0-2 breaking ball, and Bush spits on it. Sun beginning to set here as we approach 7 o'clock in North Augusta. Lights have been turned on at SRP Park. 1-2 pitch, Bush sends it in the air, shallow left field, coming in Junior Garcia, and he calls off the shortstop heel to make the catch for the first out. Garcia got a good jump on that ball, and Bush is back into the dugout, one away for Max Holy, who has reached base twice so far. A single in the third and ended up at first base on a fielder's choice in the fifth. No action right now in the Green Jackets bullpen, so it is Rodriguez's game for the foreseeable future. Holy takes ball one on a slider outside. Well, I just jinxed him because right on cue, the Green Jackets are starting to have someone throw out there. 1-0 is down in the dirt. I mean, literally right after I wrapped up that statement, a lefty began to throw.
I think you'd be a good manager, Colin. You got a good feel for it.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. Started looking at that bullpen, and then right as you do that, Winston Soria was thinking the same thing.
You've heard me on the broadcast this whole week. I'd get ejected way too quickly.
Oh, you would be, yeah. Yeah.
Pitch misses inside. It is 3-0 now on Holy. Ravel Colon waits on deck. 3-0 is a fastball, low and outside. So Max Holy continues to boost that on-base percentage. A one-out walk, the go-ahead run aboard in the top of the seventh for Fayetteville, who have not led at all in this ballgame.
Two stolen bases today for Max. On once again, and for him to be aggressive.
So Colon digs in. Sack fly his last time around, is also struck out. Holy leads off of first. First pitch to the lefty, Colon is in the dirt, smothered by Machado. Both starters getting no decisions today. Jacob Schaefer for the Green Jackets, going 3 2/3 scoreless. Gave up just two hits, no walks, six strikeouts. It has been Rodriguez since. From the stretch, a nod and a throw over on Holy, who's back with a lunge. Mentioned the sweep for Charleston in the doubleheader elsewhere in the Carolina League. Just underway in Myrtle Beach, an early 1-0 lead for the Columbia Fireflies after half an inning. 1-0, Colon cracks one out to center field, but playing it perfectly, Guanipa has to take one step to his left, makes the catch. Holy back to first now with two away in the inning. Another well-struck ball from Ravel Colon. Doesn't have any hits to show for it in this series, but his timing has been pretty impeccable. Joseph Sullivan will bat for a fourth time. Led off the ball game with a single, but since then has flown out and struck out. Left-hander continues to throw down the left field line for the Green Jackets. First pitch, and Sullivan drives it out to left center field. Garcia going back. That ball's over his head. It hops off the wall, heading into third. Holy, he's going to try and score. Throw comes into the cutoff man, and Joseph Sullivan has given the Woodpeckers their first lead of the ball game with an RBI double in the top of the seventh. 4-3, the Peckers jump out in front.
Man, what a huge start to the pro career for Joseph Sullivan. A week he'll remember. all the hit-by-pitches, but now putting a huge swing on the baseball for his second double of the week. I thought that might be caught by Garcia initially. He was played over a little bit closer towards left center field where that ball ended up, but I think it had some slice and just was barreled exceptionally hard. Got over his head quickly and chases Rodriguez from the game. What a big swing.
A sour end to David Rodriguez's Sunday night here in North Augusta. He is now on the hook as he makes his way back to the dugout. Sullivan stands at second with two away. New southpaw on the mound when we return. The Woodpeckers now lead here at SRP Park 4-3 in the top of the seventh. We'll be back in a flash on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hey fans, Colin Casey here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Looking to keep up with the latest on your favorite Carolina League club? Check out the Woodpeckers website and click on Press Box under the Team and Stats tab to access our virtual press box. There, you'll find all sorts of content, daily game notes, audio interviews, and this year's media guide. You can also click on the Listen Live section, which takes you to our radio broadcast, live for all 132 Woodpeckers games, both at home and on the road. To get all the inside info this season, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Atlanta 10th round pick in 2024. Jacob Kroger, the lefty, takes over on the mound for David Rodriguez. Joseph Sullivan leads off of second after giving the Woodpeckers the lead 4-3. First pitch, called a strike, throw down, and Arredondo calls Sullivan out trying to steal third to end the inning. Close play, tag applied by Wilver Dung, and only one pitch needed for Jacob Kroger to get out of the jam. However, Sullivan, with the RBI double to score Holy, gives the Woodpeckers the 4-3 advantage. Stretch time at SRP Park. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the
road. 4-3, Woodpeckers jump out in front. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Juan Nunez back on the mound, pitching with a lead. First pitch to Austin Machado is on the outside corner for a strike. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman. And it is another fun finish brewing here at SRP Park, in what has been a very closely contested series throughout every single contest. Generally speaking, breaking ball misses outside. It is now 1-1 on Machado. Lefty has reached base twice, a single, a walk, and a run scored. First time, though, facing Juan Nunez. 1-1, misses a hair low as Bush tried to frame it. Machado will be followed by the leadoff hitter, Luis Guanipa, and then John Heal in the hole. 2-1 is sent in the air, shallow left field. Hansel Villarroel charging in. He makes the catch in shallow left for the first out. So Juan Nunez continuing to keep his nose to the grindstone. Four outs, all using his defense behind him. Keep that stretch going against Guanipa, who is 0-3. Nunez in his fourth outing of his single-A career with the first pitch breaking ball grounded to third, bobbled on the transfer by Austin, and Guanipa is safely into first. That's a tough one. Trevor Austin charged it and scooped it in between hops, but as he went from the glove to the bare hand, couldn't get it cleanly, and the tying run is aboard with one away for the Green Jackets. Seen Austin make some really good plays over at third, but ultimately that will be ruled an infield single for Guanipa. He leads off of first, and the first pitch to Heal is on the outside edge for a strike. That is the seventh hit for the Green Jackets. They pull even in that category with the Woodpeckers. Five of the seven hits coming in the third inning alone. From the stretch, Nunez nods at Bush, kicks the leg. The 0-1 is a line shot into right field for a base hit. Hernandez charges, he bobbles it, but quickly recovers and will run it to his infielder. Back-to-back one-out singles for the Green Jackets. Puts the tying run in scoring position and the go-ahead run at first base in this 4-3 ball game. For Healy, reaches base for a third time, picks up another multi-hit game. Had one last night as well. And a prime opportunity for Junior Garcia, the three-hitter. Had a big two-run single in that third inning. Does he have another big swing here? Woodpeckers infield at double play depth. They've already turned one this evening. First pitch from Nunez on the outside corner for a strike. So Nunez retired the first four batters he faced, but has now conceded two straight singles. Short lead off of second for Guanipa, the 0-1. Chopped foul, and Nunez gets ahead 0-2. Woodpeckers have been strong in series finales this season, 9-8 overall, 4-5 on the road. Trying to secure a split with the Green Jackets. A look at second, Nunez's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Ramped up the velocity at 92 on the fastball and blew it past Garcia. It is Nunez's first strikeout. Couldn't have come at a better time. He picks up the second out of the inning. Now it is up to Patrick Cloizzi. 276 hitter with the Green Jackets. Does have a hit. Came his last time around against Abel Mercedes. First pitch, Nunez misses a little bit low. Final line for Mercedes, who pitched a clean fifth inning, gave up a hit and a walk, but struck out a batter. Going to see Abel put together a scoreless frame, and Juan Nunez is balked. Called by field umpire Richie Arredondo, who was, as he was peering in, a subtle flinch puts Guanipa at third and Heal at second. It's been a bit of a problem for the Woodpeckers all week long. By my count, that is the fourth balk we've seen.
Yeah, it's all right when you're leaning in, but the second you start to come set and make that motion, you can't hesitate or flinch in any way.
Two in scoring position, the 1-0. Fastball misses outside to Cloizzi. Outside of the single against Mercedes, Cloizzi has walked and grounded out. 2 away. The infield plays back, third baseman Austin close to the line. 2-0. Big hook drops in at the top of the zone. Well located for Nunez, 2-1. Well, is he the 11th round pick for Atlanta in the July draft? 2-1. Curveball swing and a miss. Nunez finding some success with that big hook. Dropped it in at 74 miles an hour. And he is even to the count. Isaiah Drake would be next for the Green Jackets. It's just 1-for-11 in this series. First base is open. From the stretch, Nunez long pause. Now the 2-2. Fastball struck well out to center field. Chases Colon back towards the track. He makes the catch just in front of the wall. And a big sigh of relief in that visiting dugout. The Woodpeckers able to get out of the inning as the Green Jackets nearly took the lead with one swing. But we go to the eighth. Fayetteville 4, Augusta 3. 2 innings to play in this series on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Sacred Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Vogel, who ended the top of the seventh at the plate, will get another opportunity here in the eighth. 2 innings to play in this 6-game series between the Woodpeckers and the Green Jackets. Fayetteville clinging to a 4-3 lead. It's Vogel, Austin, then Villarroel against left-hander Jacob Kroger. And to take us through the conclusion, the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Tonight, it could be one on the margins. The lefty Kroger fires home the first pitch, and it misses outside to Austin, nothing and one. Now, pardon me, Vogel, nothing and one. Here's the pitch, down and in. Vogel finally ended a hitless spell in the fifth inning with a sharp ground ball towards third that was knocked down with a slide by Verdung, but he came away with an infield single, his first hit of the week, and his first hit since his very first pro at bat. Been waiting since last Friday, 9 days on the calendar between hits. He's ahead 3-0 after an inside fastball. Kroger working quickly, fires and misses up and in. 4 pitches, nothing to swing at, and Drew Vogel heads down to first with a leadoff walk. A run of insurance would certainly go a long way at this stage of the game. Fayetteville trying to get 6 more outs on the defensive end, and at least right now, it seems it'll be Juan Nunez to try and get it done. Use the trio of Mejia, Abel, Mercedes, and Nunez to complete 9 today, potentially. Here's Austin. First pitch. A called strike on the low inside corner. And the first strike for Kroger. See how aggressive they get with Vogel down at first. He was caught stealing in the fifth, but he beat the throw. He slid off of the bag after the fact, and the tag was placed on him. Short lead for him at first. Another fastball squeezes on the inside, and it's taken for strike 2.
It's critical as we've been throughout this series. Really good zone today for Frank Jones. A lot of close pitches, and he's been on all of them.
Austin asking him quick question. Digging back in after calling timeout. Nothing and two on Austin. He's 1-for-3. A single today and 8 hits in the series, most by any Woodpecker. Kicking the 0-2. Low off the outside corner. It just missed. Good take, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Villarreal will get a chance in this inning as well. He stands in the on-deck circle. Cesar Hernandez, who doubled in the 6th inning, he's in the hole. Kroger with a long pause, steps over to first and checks up on Vogel. He dives back in safely. It's a 3-pitch mix for Kroger. Fastball, slider, and changeup for the 10th round pick out of Maryville University. Pitch collegially out in St. Louis. 1-2. Runner on the go. A pop fly out into the right field bullpen. Guerra chasing it back, and we'll watch it land foul in the stands. Keeps it a 2-strike count on Trevor Austin. Vogel back to first. And Kroger back to the mound. The infield is giving up the right side. De La Cruz is all the way towards the middle against the righty. Close to that bag in case Vogel wants to break. Kroger's pause is 1-2. From the chest, sails up and outside all the way to the backstop. Machado chases after it. And Vogel struts down to second base freely. That curveball really slipped out of the fingers of Kroger. No shot in the world for Machado to wrangle it in. It missed 3 feet up and outside. And evens the count at 2-2 on Austin.
That's what happens when you have that release point on the breaking ball. Sometimes you miss, and when you miss badly.
Here's the break even. A check swing by Austin. Did not look like he went. No appeal. The pitch missed down and in, and it fills it up. But Trevor Austin working the count full after falling behind nothing and two. Villarreal on deck with nobody out and a man in scoring position. 4-3 Woodpeckers in the top of the eighth. And here's the 3-2. In on the fist, soft fly, dying quick, out in shallow right. Diving attempt by Drake. It knocks off of his glove and rolls towards the infield. Vogel got a late break. He'll end up at third. And Trevor Austin at first with a flare single. Another multi-hit game for Trevor Austin. His 9th hit of this series, and already his 5th multi-hit game in a Woodpecker uniform.
That was just a dying bloop into right field. Great jump on it by Isaiah Drake. I thought there was no chance he'd even be able to get a glove on it, but he did. Bounced away from him. Jeff Calhoun over at third, keeping a close eye on it, making sure Vogel didn't get caught too far off of third, because the ball did not get very far away from neither Drake nor the second baseman, De La Cruz.
Now a prime chance to add on to the 4-3 lead. Runners the corners. Here is Hansel Villarreal. And on the first pitch, he takes high, a getaway slider, and it's 1-0. Woodpeckers have drawn level in the hit column, 8 per side. 2 from Austin, none yet from Villarreal. He rolled into the double play his last time around. Low fastball. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Villarreal can wait for the perfect pitch. His first look at Kroger, who entered on in the 7th inning behind David Rodriguez. 2-0. Hacked at and spoiled foul. Villarreal got a good one. Fastball just in the lower half of the strike zone, but dead center. Woodpeckers chasing their 50th win of the regular season here today. Vogel dancing off a third. Villarreal takes a tough ball, a little bit low, and yes, it was ball 3.
Did just miss. That is a really good take.
We have a pinch runner mid at bat, Trevor Austin, who did foul a pitch off the inside of his left ankle at the midway point of this game. Might be feeling the after effects of that at this point with a little bit of swelling. And they've brought in a pinch runner over at third base, Caden Powell, entering into this game, and he'll take over the 3 spot, likely play over at third defensively as well in the bottom of the 8th inning. 3-0 pitch, a 3-1 pitch that is, and Villarreal shoots it straight back and into the sweet level.
Well, Powell can run a little bit, we'll see. In this count, 3-2, do you want to get him in motion and That would be a de facto hit and run if Villarroel gets a good pitch to hit.
Middle infield at double play depth. Corners are shallow. First baseman Guerra holding Asta, holding the new runner Powell aboard. 3-2. Here's the payoff. Villarroel makes contact, fouls it straight back.
Problem here for Kroger is Villarroel just such a tough guy to get pitches past. It's going right over the plate. He throws that one again. He might not see it land.
There's not been a lot of swing and miss in this game. The Woodpeckers have only struck out seven times, and none since the fifth as Villarroel drives it. Deep left center field. Garcia getting back. He lunges and makes an over-the-shoulder catch just short of the wall. Vogel coming home from third. He tags up and scores, and a Powell, who is nearly around second base, has to hustle all the way back to first. The Woodpeckers add an insurance run, 5-3, and a great AB from Villarroel to stretch things out, and he nearly put it out of here.
There's been a lot of deep fly balls in this series that haven't gotten out. Just one home run combined from both teams. That was Lucas Spence going the other way early in the week, but hey, runner at third, you just need to get it as deep as possible, and Villarroel certainly did that.
Left on left now. Hernandez tries to drag bunt, and he missed at it. Got a slider down and away. Tough pitch to bunt on. And it's nothing and one. The Woodpeckers have been really good situationally today. Raybel Colon struck for a sacrifice fly during the three-run third inning. And a bouncing ball out towards second base. Charging forward, De La Cruz scoops it with one hand, throws short over to first, and retires Hernandez. Caden Powell makes it to second, and there's two gone. The Cologne sack fly, that was a three-run fifth, actually, and then the sack fly here in the eighth inning with the runner down at third base. So when you've needed productive outs, Woodpeckers have found a way to generate them. So two gone, man at second for Jason Schiavone. 1-for-3 today with a single and a run scored. First pitch. Bouncing ball up the middle, shifted towards the middle, De La Cruz. He grabs it, casual throw over to first, retires Schiavone, and the inning is over. The Woodpeckers get one added run of insurance on the sack fly from Villarroel, and through 7.5, they lead the Green Jackets 5-3 on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I was.
Woodpeckers have a two-run lead in the bottom of the eighth inning, 5-3 our score. A run added on via sacrifice fly in the top of the eighth from Hansel Villarroel, scoring Vogel. And now Juan Nunez for his third inning of relief. He gets a swing and miss from Isaiah Drake on the first pitch, and it's nothing and one. Worked around a pair of singles in the seventh to strand two Augusta base runners. And for Nunez, two scoreless since entering on in the sixth. Own inside pitch on Drake. It's 1-1. Five runs on eight hits tonight for the Woodpeckers. No errors. Three runs coming on eight hits as well for the Green Jackets. and one defensive error. Caden Powell has entered this game, stays in on the defensive end for Trevor Austin and plays at third. Nunez spirals a curve all the way to the backstop. He missed way upstairs with it. And Drake gets ahead, two balls and a strike. Powell's been a middle infielder, corner infielder as well this year, primarily playing on the left side. Plenty of arm strength, so an easy plug and play after pinch running for Austin. Drake tips one foul into Bush's mitt, and the count goes to 2-2.
And a fearless approach from Juan Nunez. He's going right after this Green Jackets lineup.
Powell recedes. He plays deep now and closer to short. Infield shaded to pull against the lefty Drake. The 2-2 strikes him out swinging. High fastball, and down he goes. Second punch out for Nunez, and out number one of the Augusta eighth. It'll bring up Will Verdung.
Ever since he gave up those two singles, we're starting to see what we saw out of him in his debut on the road at Granger Stadium, where he just had his strikeout pitch working and wasn't afraid to throw the fastball, the curveball, pretty much anywhere in the zone. He's as good as it gets when he's got that full confidence.
10th strikeout tonight for Fayetteville pitching. Mejia, the starter, went four. He tied his season high mark tonight with 7 Ks. Abel Mercedes picked up one out of the bullpen during a scoreless fifth. And now 2 from Nunez. He has one out, base is empty in the eighth. 5-3 Fayetteville. Here is Will Verdung swinging to the first pitch and hopping it foul into the left field bullpen. Nothing in one on Verdung. An 0-for-3 today. Strikeout, pop out, and line out to deep right field. Nunez out of the motion. Throws the 0-1 and slips another curveball up high for ball one. Final game in the season-long head-to-head. The Woodpeckers can win the head-to-head series with a 10-8 record. They hang on to win here today, the 1-1. Verdung gets a hanging breaking ball and lofts it on a line out in the left center field. Falls in front of Cologne. And that was not the sharpest breaking ball for Nunez today. He left it a little bit upstairs. And Verdung capitalizes on it for a one-out single. Ninth Augusta hit. Bring Mason Guerra to the dish.
Yeah, elevated, but even still, found a way to jam Will Verdung a little bit. Just the pure strength of a guy like Verdung to lift it into left center field and see if the Green Jackets can turn this into a fruitful eighth.
Out of the stretch now, Nunez fires, and a ground ball out to first is nabbed by Schiavone. He goes to second, and his throw is offline. Vogel had to dive off of the bag for it, and everybody is safe. Well, Fayetteville turned a critical double play back in the fifth. They almost got another inning ender going. Schiavone tried to go to second first before going to the first base bag. And his throw off the mark. Two on, one out. Tying runs aboard for Wilmer De La Cruz.
Yeah, it's I'm trying to get the lead runner. I get there. He might have been better off just securing that first out and seeing if you get a tag play at the bag. But hindsight 20-20. Just need a better throw there from Schiavone.
Fielder's choice for Guerra. And the first pitch down and in on De La Cruz, 1-0. Throwing error assessed to Schiavone. First error today by the Fayetteville defense. So an E3 that allows Verdung to make it into second. 1-0 on De La Cruz, who's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Next pitch, fouled straight back. One ball and one strike. You know, there have not been many lopsided scores or convincing victories over this week in North Augusta. Most convincing win was the Woodpeckers 6-1 final on Friday. But aside from that, 4 of the 5 games this week have been decided by 2 runs or fewer. The 1-1 coming home. And De La Cruz with a bouncing ball towards the middle. Fielded in the baseline by Max Holey. Tags the runner. Goes to first and he's safe. De La Cruz called safe at first. The runner Guerra is tagged out, and they'll be at the corners with 2 outs for Austin Machado. Real bang-bang play over at first, and De La Cruz hustling hard, preserved the inning.
That's a 50-50 call there for Richie Arredondo. I couldn't tell naked eye whether he was in there or not, so it might have been a tie goes to the runner type situation. Still impressive that it was made that close. Holy, with those lightning quick hands, placed that tag really quickly on Mason Guerra and snapped a quick throw to Schiavone, but most importantly, got that first out at second, keeps the tying run away from scoring position.
Yep, keeps the tying run over at first base and De La Cruz. Now it's Austin Machado, lefty nine-hitter, sits back and watches a curve land for strike one. So Nunez starting him out with the breaking ball. See how aggressive they maybe get with De La Cruz here, who's got some pretty good speed. Maybe try and force a throw down from Bush. Nunez offers the 0-1. And Machado takes outside. One ball and one strike.
Got a chance to slow it down. That's a good call. He did get his foot in there.
Machado has singled and walked today, reaching two of his three plate appearances and scored a run. One for two. Nunez throws his 1-1 pitch. With the runner going, Bush disregards. And the pitch misses inside. 2-1 the count. De La Cruz will be credited with the stolen base. Bush didn't have any intention to throw down, but middle infield did go to cover. And that gets the tying runs into scoring position. Back-to-back innings where Juan Nunez has had to work with runners at second and third base. He's stranded 2-on in the seventh. Can he do it again? After a long pause, Nunez brings the pitch timer all the way down to five, delivers, and he hit him. A curveball gets away and smokes Machado in the right shoulder. A blow that'll send him down to first and load up the bases for the top of the order.
I mean, first base is open, but definitely don't want to be hitting the nine-hitter, although Machado's had himself a nice day at the plate. Worst thing about it is you put the go-ahead run aboard. So we'll see what the Green Jackets top of the order can do. They've had some big swings so far. Definitely don't want John Heel to get an opportunity in this inning. So for Nunez, you got to force it any base. See if you can let your defense get this final out.
A quick update for you as we have a meeting on the mound. Zach Wilkins heading out there to chat with the bases loaded and two outs. Luis Guanipa, the batter scheduled. But an update around the Carolina League. The Mudcats leading the Shorebirds 4-2 currently in the top of the ninth, an inconsequential North Division series for Fayetteville. The one we are watching is in Myrtle Beach, 1-1 the score between the Fireflies and the Pelicans, second and third place clubs in the division. Charleston swept Kannapolis today in a doubleheader to gain ground on the Woodpeckers. Bases loaded, two outs. After the meeting on the mound, in stands Luis Guanipa. And on the first pitch, he takes down and away, ball one. Fifth trip to the plate for Guanipa. He's gone 1-for-4 in the leadoff role. Struck out in the third and the fourth against Mejia. Singled against Juan Nunez in the seventh. The 1-0. Down and outside, blocked by Bush. Two balls and no strikes as Nunez falls behind.
Well, there's been some loud contact in this inning, but this is not the time to get tentative if you're Juan Nunez. Cannot afford a walk.
He hasn't walked anybody yet, but he did just hit Machado. It's Verdung at third, De La Cruz at second, Machado at first. Green Jackets take their leads. And here's the 2-0. Guanipa takes a little bit high. And it's 3-0.
Tough one. Trackman had it in the zone. I think it was the way Will Bush caught it, though, that might have perceived it as a little bit higher than it was.
Augusta has not scored since the bottom of the third. 3-0 with the bases loaded. Here it comes. Up and inside, ball four. A four-pitch walk issued by Nunez, and we've got a one-run game. Verdung comes home from third. Everybody else goes station to station. And the tying run is now 90 feet away. What will the Fayetteville bullpen do? Nobody's warming right now. And right now, this is Nunez's spot to try and get out of with two outs. First RBI of the day for Guanipa. And here is John Heel, the top hitter for Augusta in this series. A double walk and single today. He's 2-for-3 and improved to 8-for-19 on the week. First pitch from Nunez is driven out into right field, should end the inning. Hernandez sizing it up, circling underneath, makes the catch, and the inning comes to a close. Crisis averted, lead preserved. The Woodpeckers hold on to a 5-4 advantage going to the top of the ninth inning when we come back. Augusta leaves the bases loaded, and the home eighth scores one. You're tuned in to a one-run ball game on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Into the final inning of this six-game road trip in North Augusta, South Carolina. The Woodpeckers hang on to the lead, but do allow one run to come home. 5-4, our new score as we open the ninth. Lefty Jacob Kroger returns to the mound, and he'll see Bush, Max Holy, and Raybel Colon, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. As once again, the Woodpeckers look for some insurance. Two lineups trading runs in the eighth. Bush 1-for-3 standing in, and on the first pitch, he takes a strike. Nothing in one. Quick final scores elsewhere around the league today. Lynchburg defeats Down East in a North Division Series 4-3, and a critical series between Fredericksburg and Salem goes final. 11-9, Fredericksburg over the Red Sox, and they have jumped to a two-game lead in the North Division entering the final 3 weeks of the regular season. Bush swings through a fastball on the 1-1. Falls behind a ball and two strikes. Woodpeckers took the lead in the top of the seventh on a sack fly. They came back from 3-0 down with three runs in the top of the fifth inning. Kroger looks in, goes into the motion, throws his 1-2, and Bush pops it foul and out of play. In fact, it was a double actually from Sullivan in the seventh that gave the Woodpeckers the lead. The sack fly tied the game in the fifth inning, but Sullivan's big swing, and now Hansel Villarreal's sack fly proving to be a big moment for Fayetteville in the eighth. Grounded ball out towards first base, scooped off the line by Guerra, gives the pitcher the stop sign, and takes it there himself for the three unassisted. One out, Bush goes to 1-for-4, and here comes Max Holy. Around the Astros affiliate system today, there was news coming from AAA Sugarland where Jacob Melton, top prospect for the Astros, had his first multi-hit game, a multi-home run game at that, in AAA. Holy ready for the first pitch. Here it comes. Swings and fouls it back. Sugarland's up in beautiful Tacoma, Washington, where I looked at the weather, sunny and 76 today, and the mountain range is up there. Beautiful time to be up in Tacoma.
Well, the game went final, 4-3 win for Tacoma. Comeback bid for the Space Cowboys comes up just short.
Holy takes an outside curve, and it equals the count up at 1-1. In the South Atlantic League, the Asheville Tourists had to play a doubleheader against the High A Atlanta affiliate, the Rome Emperors. Lone inside pitch, 2-0. Rome swept the Tourists 4-1 and 8-7 in the twin bill. Here's the motion in the 2-0 coming. The 2-1, in fact, and it misses down and inside. Three balls and one strike. Tourists fall to 46-66 on the regular season, 20 games back of .500. Nick Swanson took the loss in one of those games. 3-1. Is at the knees. A fastball to fill up the count, 3-2. Garrett Gilmet hit his ninth home run of the season in that game. His line finishing at 2-for-4 with a couple of RBIs. in on the fist, soft roller out towards short, charging in his heel, picks on the grass, throws on the run, and in time to retire Holy for the second out. Not just a good offensive week for Heel, but also some good glove work shown over in the shortstop territory.
It's been very volatile because he did have that rough ninth inning in one of the games in which the lead slipped away for the Green Jackets and ultimately lost by a single run. But, yeah, at his best, he is shown to be a guy with a lot of tools and offensively great week. Defensively, he's shown off a lot of range too.
In stands the lefty, Colon. Takes the first pitch for a slider, strike one. In the 4-1 loss for Asheville today, our friend Luis Encarnacion provided the only run, a solo homer. And the tourists will be off tomorrow, as will the Woodpeckers. Colon cuts through a fastball. It's nothing and two with two outs. Bullpen quiet, and after Juan Nunez escaped the eighth, likely see more of him in the ninth as he tries to close it down against the 3-4-5 hitter scheduled. The 0-2 pitch. Colon strikes out. A fastball in the high outside corner gets him looking. Retired on three pitches, and the Woodpeckers set down in order. We go to the bottom of the ninth. A chance for Fayetteville to escape town with a series split. When we come back, they lead the Green Jackets 5-4 on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
A half inning to go. We open the bottom of the ninth inning at SRP Park. This six-game series comes down to truly its final three outs. Woodpeckers trying to hang on to their current 5-4 lead with Juan Nunez returning to the mound for his fourth inning of work and get out of here with a series split. Augusta trying to pull off a comeback and grab a series victory. See what comes out on the right side of this. Junior Garcia, Pat Cloizzi, and Isaiah Drake, 3-4-5 scheduled to face Nunez. As Garcia stands in to lead it off, Woodpeckers will be off tomorrow, return to Segra Stadium on Tuesday night for the start of a six-game set against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Nunez settles in, throws the first pitch of the inning, and it's fouled back by Garcia for strike one. Garcia has struck out in each of his last two trips to the plate, including his seventh inning at bat against Juan Nunez. Single to drive home two runs, one of Augusta's biggest swings today back in the third. And on the fists, he loops it foul over the netting. And he's quickly behind 0-2. Very tight line scores tonight. 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Fayetteville. 4 runs on 9 hits, and an error as well for Augusta. Infield shades to pull with Austin well off of the line. Vogel towards the middle. Here's the motion, the 0-2 pitch. Slips a curve, and it missed up and away. 1-2 on Garcia. Fayetteville pitching today between Mejia, Mercedes, and Nunez have walked 5, struck out 10. Here's the 1-2. It's a little bit low. Good take on a changeup. Pitch that Nunez has not utilized a ton today. He's been relying on that fastball to pick up contact, generate outs. See what he goes to here. 2-2 offering. Garcia with a one-hopper out towards second base, gloved by Holy. The short throw to first gets him for out number one. That was a jam shot in on the hands. Garcia was able to turn it around, but did not get all of it. Just a low liner. And now Pat Cloizzi, another lefty.
Juan Nunez had a lot of success with that inside fastball to both lefties and righties. I can imagine we'll see a lot more of that as the season wraps up.
The wind and pitch is in there for a called strike. On Tuesday, when Nunez and Mejia were out there on the mound, you also saw the appearance of Penn Murphy in a rehab capacity in just that one inning, the 0-1, and it misses up and outside. Schedule every 6 days would have had him go today, but Murphy not going, although I believe he's still with the team. Likely see him at some point next week at Segra Stadium. Nunez trying to close it down. His 1-1, a little low and inside. 2 balls and a strike on Cloizzi, who's reached twice on walk and single. He's 1-for-3. Just about every green jacket in the order today has reached base by either walk or hit. The only one who is not is Mason Guerra. Will Bush going to go to the mound and have a conversation with Nunez here as they go over some of the sequencing against Cloizzi. Another quick update around the Astros affiliate system today. Sugarland Falls, Augusta, Asheville got swept. And in the AA Texas League, the Corpus Christi Hooks closing down their series on the road at Northwest Arkansas, and they fall today to the Naturals 9-2. Here's a fly into the opposite field along the left field line, drifting towards the berm, and foul. And a kid almost went head-on into a concrete wall to retrieve that foul ball. I think he's all right.
And they're going to put netting over there. They might want to put some padding on top of that in front of that concrete.
2-2 now on Cloizzi. Base is empty in a 5-4 game. Here's the pitch. It is called strike 3 on the outside corner. Pitch slightly outside of the zone according to our digital K zone, but serves to the benefit of Nunez. Strike 3 looking out number 2. And Augusta down to their final chance. It's down to Isaiah Drake.
I think it's just a case of a catcher stealing a strike there. Will Bush setting up outside, and Nunez aimed it perfectly to the glove, made it look like it was a strike.
Drake takes strike 1. Went right back to the outside fastball. Drake is 1-for-4. And hit into an inning-ending double play that was critical back in the fifth. The 0-1 slips and misses a little high. That double play ball came with runners at the corners. John Hill would have come in to score what would have been a fifth run, a tying run in this instance. Double play ended the inning. 1-1 into the opposite field. Angling to his left is Villarreal. Back towards the start of the warning track. He's onto the dirt, and he makes the squeeze to cap this series finale and secure a series split, a 5-4 win for the Woodpeckers tonight. They get out of here with a 3-3 record against Augusta, and they have clinched the season series against the Braves affiliate, a 10-8 record against the Green Jackets in 2024. And Villarreal needed every part of the SRP Park territory to yank that thing in. Juan Nunez closes it down with 4 innings of relief, and the Woodpeckers will have a happy bus ride back up north to Fayetteville, North Carolina. Stick around. The postgame show comes up next. We'll bring you through the final line totals for one last time here today, bring you the winning pitchers, the losing pitchers, and get you set for Tuesday's series opener against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Woodpeckers edge it out 5-4 in the series finale, set up for the split. We'll tell you more next on the postgame show right here on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. A business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Segra Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, for the final time tonight and this week. The final time this season. Final time in a while. Woodpeckers not coming back here until at least 2026. And they say so long to this ballpark with a victory today. Win number 50 of the regular season. 5-4, the final score. And another close game, Colin, in a series full of close games. 5 of the 6 this week, ultimately decided by 2 runs or fewer. Tonight, the Woodpeckers had to play some comeback baseball. 3 runs in the top of the 5th. A timely RBI double from Joseph Sullivan in the top of the 7th gave Fayetteville the lead for the rest of the night. Sacrifice fly from Villarreal added the necessary insurance run to get out of here with a 5-4 win, because Augusta scored a run in the bottom of the 8th inning to inch a little closer on a bases-loaded walk. Great bounce back from Juan Nunez as well after he allowed 2 base runners in the 7th. The bases-loaded walk in the 8th. He goes 1-2-3 against the heart of the order in the 9th. And bags his first single-A victory, the winning pitcher today. Situationally, the Woodpeckers were really good. That stood out today with the sac flies, the double play ball as well. Middle innings was key. And then some lockdown bullpen pitching when the Woodpeckers needed 3 critical outs. And, again, another well-rounded game for the Woodpeckers. We saw that just a couple of nights ago in the 6-1 victory, and this one was probably their next best well-rounded game they played this week on the road.
And largely a really strong bounce back performance from the pitching staff in this series after a really rough homestand against Lynchburg and Columbia, where you had 2 really good offenses that kind of beat the Woodpeckers up, but they held their own against the Green Jackets, albeit a Green Jackets team that was struggling offensively this year. But still, it was really nice to see some great bullpen performances, and Juan Nunez today, no different, going 4 innings, giving up just the 1 run, and getting the big out every single time. I think that's the real key for Nunez, who has had some really good moments. Sometimes the adversities caused some problems in his young single-A career, but that was not the case today. He did a really nice job getting some big timeouts. You mentioned the defense got some big timeouts as well. The 4-6-3 double play comes to mind in the 5th inning, and you got enough offense, plain and simple. It was great to see Joseph Sullivan cap off what was a storybook first week in Fayetteville. Played in all 6 games and pretty much produced in all 6 games as well, so that was awesome to see, especially the RBI double in the 7th inning. And situationally, you touched on it already, but everyone making the right plays, not a whole lot of mistakes, couple of overslides on the bases, but you know, the intentions were good. And I think if you're the Woodpeckers, ultimately you would have liked to have won this series, but at the end of the day, it's nice to wrap it up with a win on Sunday. And now you got 18 games left, all against South Division rivals, and Right now, if you can just put together the same type of finish you had to last year's second half, 14-4 over the last 18 games, it might not be enough to get you in the postseason, but it will definitely be enough to get you in the conversation, and that's all you can ask for right now as you try and stay on pace with the other three teams in front of you in the South Division.
Yeah, ultimately the Woodpeckers lost one game in the standings behind first place today, even with the win. Charleston sweeping a doubleheader. So with 18 games to go, the Woodpeckers will head back to Fayetteville on Tuesday, eight games out of first place with those 18 remaining. Also chasing that 60-win season again, which Ricky Rivera secured last year. Fayetteville needs to go 10-8 over their final 18 games, just better than 500 to secure another 60-win season. The final line scores in this one, Fayetteville 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Augusta 4 runs. They out-hit the Woodpeckers with 9 hits and 1 error of their own. Augusta falls to 40-70 overall, now 13-32 in the second half. The Woodpeckers bagged their 50th win of the season, 50-62, the new overall record, 21-25 in the second half of play. Winning pitcher is Juan Nunez. He went 4 innings, 1 unearned run, a walk and 3 strikeouts in his first single-A victory. The Green Jackets' loss is handed to Rodriguez out of the pen. David Rodriguez, he falls to 0-3, surrendering those 3 runs in the 5th and then the 1 in the 7th on the RBI single from Joseph Sullivan to put the Woodpeckers ahead for the rest of the day. Final time of game, 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of an SRP Park Sunday crowd of 3,725. That'll do it for our coverage this week on the road in North Augusta, South Carolina. We'll be back on the airwaves with you Tuesday night for the start of a home opener, homestand that is, against the Kannapolis Cannonballers, single-A White Sox affiliate, who have had their struggles in the second half. Since winning the first half title, they lost a doubleheader today and will come into Tuesday's game 19-29 in the second half of the season and 60-54 overall. And Fayetteville will have to save their best baseball for last as they return home and get six started against the Cannonballers at 6:35 Tuesday night. Colin and I will be on the airwaves with you 10 minutes prior on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app. Keep your eyes out on the Woodpeckers homepage for any up-to-date information on projected starters in that opener. Final line totals one final time tonight. 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Fayetteville. 4 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error for the Augusta Green Jackets. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey saying so long from the banks of the Savannah River. We bid farewell to SRP Park for a while. No trip down here in 2025. We'll see about 26. Woodpeckers will see the Green Jackets next in 2025. Thanks again for everybody who tuned in this weekend or throughout the week. We thank you so much for making Woodpeckers baseball a part of your plans, and we hope to have you next week, either on the air or in person out at Segra Stadium. 5-4 tonight's final. Good night, everybody. Signing off from the banks of the Savannah River, this has been Woodpeckers baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.